Thought Bubble Audio.
Bottle of red. Bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our shawarma restaurant.
Nice.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my consummate co-host, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. I'm quite full from the meal that we just had.
Well, let's talk about that in a second. Why are you talking about your beer? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Jacko Traveler Pumpkin Shandy.
Oh, yeah.
From the Traveler.
From the good old Curious Traveler, Time Traveler Beer Company.
Yes, from the TARDIS.
Yes. The Traveler Beer Company, yes. Yeah, I love this. I've never had this before until tonight.
No, I hadn't either. I picked it up on a whim.
Yeah.
Because it's pumpkin season.
That's right. Fall is here.
It's the pumpkin time. Mm-hmm. The pumpkin king is here. Ooh, we should get
pumpkin soon.
Oh, yeah.
Love pumpkin.
Yeah.
We'll do that soon. But
a lot of ideas just flashed in my brain when I said pumpkin. One of them was beer. Another one was Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
Which we should do at Thanksgiving. Because it's halfway between.
There you go. No. that's how it's done.
That's why it happens.
Because why pick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that Vine about Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
It was these two, I don't know, teens, early 20s in a car.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, it's fall. Oh, yeah, you're right. Do you think it's time? No, it's way too early. No, it's time. And then it's them in Halloween costumes going, this is Halloween. This is Halloween. It's really funny.
That's great.
For anybody who's a big fan of Halloween, that was for sure the place to be.
That's hilarious.
But we're not talking about Halloween tonight.
We're not. What did you have for dinner? Anything good?
I, my dear sir, had chicken and beef shawarma.
You had shawarma?
I had shawarma.
Oh.
What did you have for dinner?
I had chicken and beef shawarma, too.
Oh, my God. It's like we're in the same place.
It's almost like
It's
that.
Like I ordered from the same
Wait
restaurant.
You know what?
What?
Whenever I have shawarma, I think of one movie.
Batman Returns?
Nope. Why would I? Nope. Why would I think of that?
I don't know. I thought this was a guessing game.
Nope.
No, I know what you think of.
What?
You think of the Avengers.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I haven't seen the movie in a few months.
You want to watch it right now?
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Wait. Better idea.
Okay.
Let's watch the Avengers and podcast our way through it and comment.
Oh, that's why there's a microphone in front of my face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a game we were playing.
No, we don't just talk about what, like say hello to a fake audience and talk about our beer.
I've been doing it for years before this podcast.
Oh. That's why you're a natural.
That's why I'm so good at it.
You just fit right in.
Go zoom right through it. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do that now, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think we should.
Yeah.
All right. So if there were, for this fake audience that's not listening.
Right.
If there were one, I would advise them to pop in their Blu-ray or their DVD or get their digital copy queued up to all zeros. Get all zeroed out.
All right. Zeros, yes. Actually, I'm at 001.
001. There you go. And pause there.
Because the digital copy is sometimes weird like that.
Yes, it's hard to get right on zero.
It's hard to get right on zero. But I'm at 001. Yes. And you can pause this and come back when you're ready
because
I'm going to count down.
Yes.
Starting at Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Hulk, Black Widow, Hawkeye. No, I'm just kidding. I'll count down for real.
I think that's not confusing.
That was right. I know, but that was good.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good. That was right on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Okay, and we're going. And there's the Marvel logo.
Remember when Marvel used to do, when they used to change, they used to change the backgrounds to match the characters.
Yeah, I kind of missed that.
I do too. I popped in Fantastic Four not too long ago, and that's what it was.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I kind of missed it.
It's a small thing. A lot of people probably don't even notice. No. Right? But
I did.
But it was nice.
Now, fun story about the beginning of this movie.
Yes.
One, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But two, that's not the story.
Oh.
So when I went to go see this film, I got IMAX tickets, you know,
nice.
Reserved seats, all this thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And my friends and I, we ended up standing in the wrong line by accident.
Oh, no.
We weren't in the right one. So by the time we like finally got to the regular theater, we'd kind of missed most of the previews, if not all of them. And people were in our seats.
Okay.
And we were like, hey, those are our seats. And they're like, but ours were taken. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I paid for these seats.
Right.
Get up. And so they didn't. And then the movie started. And then there was like seven or eight of us.
Oh,
so
wow.
We all ended up standing on the stairs for a while, and then people came in and they were like, you can't stand here.
Oh,
I said, but
they're in our seats. Yeah.
And they said, well, we're sorry, the movie's already started, there's nothing we can do about it. And so I didn't get to see the movie opening day.
Oh,
because I was already
so mad.
Oh, I was furious.
Oh my god, I'd be so
mad. Furious. Hey, Project Pegasus, that's a Marvel nod. They ended up giving us free movie passes for other things. So
Just
went and drank our sorrows away in a restaurant. But hey, he's alive. He's alive.
For now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Colby Smulders does a nice job with this part.
She does. She really does. I don't remember knowing that she was going to be in it, so I was surprised.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She looks almost exactly like Maria Hill from the comics.
Yeah, it's true. It was really good casting, just even if only in terms of
character
looks,
but she's a good actress, so it really
she's a fantastic
worked.
Actress.
Yeah, it worked out both. She fits right into that comedic but serious.
Yes, yes, she can
tone.
Do both. She can do both, and I've been, you know, I loved her from How I Met Your Mother already, so I was pretty stoked to see her.
Yeah,
in the movie.
Fun. This is not a set; it is actually filmed on location.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe it's a NASA base.
Oh, okay,
but I'm not positive. I can't remember exactly, but I remember reading something by an interview from a cinematographer that was complaining about the cinematography in the movie, being like, oh, they had weird upshots and this, and why just showing off the set that they built? And I was like, actually, that was a location.
Yeah.
So, yes, they were showing off the location.
Right.
So I agree with you there.
Right, right.
Because sometimes I do think this movie has, like, this is a strange way to...
That is kind of a weird upshot, but...
Yeah. Have a man enter a room. It is pretty. I don't love the dialogue in this movie. I find some of it a little clunky.
Okay.
For a Joss Whedon movie. It doesn't flow the way that I really want it to.
Mm.
That being said, still excellent. And I love it. I like that Dr. Selvig is this, like, you have Coulson, who's the interweaving agent, and you have Selvig, who's the interweaving scientist.
Yes.
I like that quite a bit.
I am quite a fan of that that whole concept. God, I forgot how pretty this movie is.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
A lot of nice saturation on the colors.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Shield, old classic Shield logo.
Yeah,
the back.
The
I've never
logo.
Noticed that before.
I actually remember.
Oh, he's got the old Shield
yeah,
logo,
he does,
too.
Doesn't he?
That makes me very happy. I don't love the characterization of Hawkeye in this movie. He does get, I mean, he gets shafted a little bit, but even when he's not under mind control, he's just kind of
blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, to me, I mean, I've never been a Hawkeye fan, really.
Well,
like,
the Hawkeye character really has the personality of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
And that never comes,
well, they, yeah,
comes
they,
across.
They didn't
way.
Want to have two of them in the movie.
Right,
so.
Exactly. He is very jokey in Ultron. I actually just watched Ultron a couple days ago because it
I guess
was
he is
released
more
digitally first.
Right, right.
So, and now she has the new Shield logo. Now I'm all confused. I don't know what's happening.
The legacy members
have
the old one?
Maybe.
Sure. I don't know,
but she's a legacy member.
I guess she is, yeah.
I'm not really sure. It was an interesting choice. We know this to be the space gem now, or the space stone, actually. It's
Tesseract.
Been clarified. Well, the Ultron extras has a section on the stones, and they say, this one is the stone, this one is the stone. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever done that before.
No.
This is the first time they've ever, like, delegated
yeah,
names
specified.
To them. Yeah, they specified. Yeah, delegated wasn't the right word. But I like what they did with Loki here. He looks a little bit more savage like he does in the comics, but still handsome. Yeah. Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston, yeah. Handsome beast.
He's a handsome beast.
He is.
He's a good actor. He's a really good actor. Oh, might have been one of the best finds of any of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Marvel found a lot of these guys.
It's true.
Chris Evans came out of the woodwork. Who was already found, but he came out of the woodwork for Captain America. Tom Hiddleston. Chris Hemsworth. These guys, like, they were two in one movie. You got to really hand it to that casting director and Kenneth Branagh.
Agreed.
Thor really had his cast going for it. Loki, you're so devastatingly beautiful. I mean, evil. I meant evil. Yeah.
You mentioned Chris Evans. I've been reading this comic called Oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's from Comics Tribe.
Oh, it is NASA. There's a NASA sign.
Yeah, there's a NASA logo too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good old NASA meatball logo. In Oxymoron, it's like a Joker-like villain who goes around killing people who seem who are like duplicitous people who are like, but you can't be what you are because that's an oxymoron. You can't be, you know. So in this case, he kills an actor, a famous movie actor. I can't remember what the name was. It was Chris, and then something that sounded like Evans. Because you were two different heroes in the same universe.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You can't do that. And then they also killed up Brian Reynolds because he was two different superheroes different universes. Yeah.
That's funny. Actually, send me that. I would like to. I would like to look at that.
Yeah.
Curious question. The I want to say yes. It's the end credit tag to Thor. Now talk for a second because I'm going to have to sneeze. And so if you see me turn my head away briefly, it's going to be that.
I'll entertain the people.
Thank you. Entertain them. Are you not entertained? When Selvig is controlled by Loki in that end credit scene, and Loki's kind of all, you know, broken, and he looks, you know, he actually really looks like his evil counterpart because Loki's not a handsome man. Mm-hmm. In originally conceived comics. Now he's beautiful.
Right.
But originally, for many decades, he was not. So I'm just curious what happened to that, if anything. It never really goes into it. And that's all. Something about Joss Whedon in these films that he does, he kind of tends to ignore the larger universe just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the movie, so if you have never seen any of the Marvel movies, you can watch Avengers and know what's going on.
Yes,
and then you can watch none of the other ones and see Ultron and know what's going on.
Yep.
Like the Avengers almost exist in their own tiny little universe inside the Marvel. It's very interesting, and it certainly works for the most part, but it's little things like that that I go, well, what happened there? I would like to know. But then again, I also haven't thought about it until this very moment, so can't say it's on my to-do list of things to figure out in the world.
Would you say that he does kind of what Geoff Johns does with the Justice League, where it's sort of like, yes, it's you know, it's a little different because in comics it's like, okay, we're gonna pretend Justice League is like in its own continuity, and that
that's actually a good point. Or it's like the timeline. Yeah, I would feel like timeline is a little funny.
Yeah.
Like it's happening before any of that other stuff happened.
But
that's
then sometimes
impression.
It happens after other stuff has happened, and because they'll reference events that happened. Like, oh, so this has happened.
I think because they almost write for collected editions now in that case. And so when you're because if you're reading collected editions, you're not reading them necessarily in order.
Right. So if they make a reference to something, you're like, oh, I guess this happened after that, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're reading it as it's coming out, you're like, how can that happen after this event if it happened before this other event? But what I was saying was sometimes the characterizations that Geoff Johns does for his heroes in, you know, like a Justice League book is different than, like, Hal Jordan in a Justice League book would be very different than a Hal Jordan in a Green Lantern book sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like, what would he do as a character? Sometimes the answer is very different depending which book you're reading, from the same author.
The more powerful you are within these companies, the more freedom you have.
I think you're right.
To do, but
your chief creative officer, let you do whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, you're the boss.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Essentially.
Yeah.
That being said, S.H.I.E.L.D. really likes to brand their stuff for being
a
secret organization.
They really do.
Like, they love to brand their stuff.
Everything has a S.H.I.E.L.D. logo, old or new.
Yep. But I'm okay with that because, to me, that's comics. Everything's got a logo.
That's true.
Everything's logoed. Now, question also, everybody in S.H.I.E.L.D. wears some kind of S.H.I.E.L.D. jumpsuit, you know, black leather, whatever.
Why does Coulson wear a suit?
Because he's styling.
He is styling.
He reads
styling.
GQ.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
He's of that classic S.H.I.E.L.D. 60s era.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I always find that interesting. Like, see everybody else.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Other than, yeah, I mean, Nick Fury and Coulson are the only ones who are not wearing some kind of S.H.I.E.L.D.
branded get up stuff. Tie. Yeah.
And Nick Fury can do whatever he wants.
And he makes sense because
right.
he's, you know, he's the boss or whatever.
Yeah. But Coulson, yeah.
Coulson is maybe arguably he's lower than Maria Hill on the totem pole.
Yeah.
So he and she's wearing a S.H.I.E.L.D.
jumpsuit. Yeah.
Speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D. jumpsuits and whatever else, did you see that picture of Chloe Bennett as Quake?
Yes.
That came out.
Yes.
That suit is amazing.
That looks awesome.
She looks so good.
Awesome.
Like ripped right from her hair is a little bit longer than the book.
But other than that.
Other than that, might
perfect.
As well be the same character. It's really, I was really impressed with it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's well done. Now that being said, it's like they're, at this point, they're certainly used to making suits like
yes.
that. But they really figured out a way to aesthetically make it work and make it her own
yeah.
versus somebody, you know, make it look generic.
Yep.
It's very, I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, made me excited for season 3, actually.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I still don't think I'm going to watch it right off the bat, though.
I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, let me know, and then I'll catch up again if
yeah,
I need to.
I will.
Yeah, I honestly just got bored in season 2 at the end.
Yeah. Boom. Hey, we're in Russia.
Hey.
How did we get transported here?
By train, obviously.
Obviously. Aha, magic. Back to the Future 3
magic
train.
Train.
Yeah. That could travel in time and space.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I really much did very much like this scene with Blackwell. I like, actually, her characterization in this movie is quite good.
Yes, I agree.
It's leaps and bounds from Iron Man
2. Oh, my God, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
What
a difference.
I agree. I do think her best characterization, though, is in Winter Soldier.
Me too.
I think that.
Me too. That's my favorite version of her.
Yeah, I do. I think that's
she's the most human there.
She's the most human, but she's arguably maybe at her most badass at that time. Maybe because she's handling things that are not giant aliens or
yeah.
monsters
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But so there's a believability to the box that she's in. But even scenes like this show like what she's really capable of. I also like that they finally call her.
Black Widow,
the famous Black Widow. I will give Joss Whedon a lot of credit for that, actually, for like, here's the call sign, we're going with it, you can deal with it, moving
yeah.
on. Not
exactly.
everything needs to be, quote-unquote, realistic.
Yes. It is a comic book movie, after all.
It is, and military has call signs all over the place. Like, didn't anybody
right.
see Top Gun?
Black. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maverick, Goose, Merlin.
Danger Zone,
Iceman. Yeah, they all have call signs.
Right.
He's try not to yell them out in the field when things are exploding. Yeah. But I like this whole sequence where I'm going to talk about things not necessarily as they happened, but as the thing, because I'm getting bored of waiting for the thing to happen. when Coulson calls and yeah. And she's like, you know, oh, you know, I'm almost done interrogating these guys. Like, what? No, I didn't give, you know, it's really, well, yeah, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of interrogation. This moron's giving me everything. Like, what? No, I give nothing.
Give
yeah,
everything.
Everything.
What? And her look.
It's just like, uh-huh. Yeah, okay, I'll be with you in a second. Yeah.
Which is like click, Clint has been compromised. All right.
No. Now I have to kick some ass. Her hair is very shiny red.
Yes, it is very shiny and
yeah,
very red.
She must use L'Oreal.
Did you know she lives in Paris now?
What?
She lives in Paris now.
Scarlett Johansson does?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, her husband is Parisian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was on Colbert recently, and she flew in from Paris to do the show.
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, I kind of live there now. That's where my husband's from, so I kind of live there when I'm not working.
That's gonna be tough. So she's in wherever, whenever she's working.
Yeah,
and then she flies back out to
Paris.
Paris.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's no different than like flying back to L.A. if that's where, you know, we're a lot of
if you live in New York or whatever. Or but Paris to L.A. is a long trip.
It's true. It is true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's an American in Paris.
At least she's not an American werewolf in Paris.
That is true.
Yep. Although I can't claim that she isn't a werewolf.
Well, we don't know
so,
that for sure.
You know, but chances are.
Allegedly.
She's not. Oish moi. I love comics universes. Descriptions of what doctors are because apparently
okay.
Dr. Bruce Banner is anything he wants
he's
to be
any kind of doctor
as long as there's a doctor of you know doctor
psychology.
Of psychology doctor of biology doctor of theology
medical
doctor doctor of radiation
sure.
apparently very specific
yeah,
very just very 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 specific
he's just he's all you know he's a Renaissance man. That is really what he is.
He is a Renaissance man. He is, again, arguably, maybe he is also one of the smartest people in the world.
That is true.
They never really say things like that, but, you know, Tony Stark, Bruce Banner, these are the yeah. these guys are the smartest. Reed Richards, if he was in this
yeah.
universe, they
yeah.
are the smartest
yeah.
people in the universe. Thank God they're all good guys.
This is true.
But
when Reed Richards is a good guy.
When Reed Richards is not ultimate Reed Richards.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I actually do like that.
Yeah.
This scene is also very good.
It's so good.
With the two of them. When everyone was like, oh, when Mark Ruffalo was cast, everyone went, good actor. I don't get it.
I don't
it.
See him as,
and then
yeah.
2 minutes into the scene, everyone went, oh,
like,
oh, yeah, you're the best. Love Mark Ruffalo. Oh, thought that said Yoda, not yoga. Just combining my love of things into closed captioning. Yoga and Yodas. I also like the hints of her
origin.
Her origin.
Yeah.
If you're a fan, you're in the know.
Yeah.
You know, like,
if you're not, you're like, ooh, what's this?
Ooh, what's the ho ho? Or you didn't notice it at all and aren't
right.
paying attention.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. One of the best kept secrets in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Black Widow's origin.
That's right. Truly a secret origin.
Aha.
For once.
Yeah, right. Not secret identity, just a secret origin.
Just secret origin.
Yeah. Just because people know your secret identity doesn't mean they know your secret origin.
That is true.
I mean, sometimes you could piece stuff together, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because they know your secret origin doesn't mean they know your secret identity either.
That's so true. That's true. People, a lot of people know that Bruce Wayne's parents were killed, but they don't know he's Batman.
Yeah, or they know Superman came from another planet, but they don't know he's Clark Kent.
Right. Hey, speaking of Superman, did you see that thing about Man of Steel 2?
I don't want
that was
to talk
released.
About it. The bad news about Man of Steel 2, or is there good news about Man of Steel 2?
The news that it's still on track for a 2020 release.
No, I hadn't heard that. I'm glad.
With Brainiac and Supergirl as the...
Oh, wait. Okay, I did hear that, but I thought they were talking about that for Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, no. Okay. This is a...
I heard a rumor that Supergirl and Brainiac might be in it, but the rumor I read was that that might be in, or at least teased in Batman vs. Superman.
Oh no! What I heard is that Man of Steel 2 is the focus. What got Miller interested? What got George Miller interested in the project? Whether he takes it or not at the time of this recording,
yes.
we do not know.
Right.
But what got him interested in the project is Brainiac. I love that. Stop lying to me. That's well done. All
yeah.
of it. So she's so scared. I would be too.
That was mean.
He's like, that was mean. I'm sorry. She got a great scared face.
Yeah.
Not a lot scares the Black Widow.
That is true.
But she's scared of the Hulk, which really adds a lot of level to their relationship in Ultron.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Is she still a little scared of it? Probably not. But it's cool. Anyway, going back, I think the idea... she lied to him. They're not alone.
She's not stupid.
No. Oops. Brainiac comes to Earth looking for the Codex that was in Man of Steel.
Yes.
That's in Superman's blood.
That's what I read, yes.
But is somewhere involved with Kara, who might be the empty pod from the
yes.
ship.
Yes, yes.
Which I don't necessarily like, because mm-hmm. then she'd be his very distant cousin from...
Yeah, true.
But...
True.
Or that's Brainiac. Or that could be Brainiac.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Or it's nothing, and it's just a mistake, and they decided not to use it. Anyway, moving
right.
on.
But the George Miller thing is interesting because Zack Snyder was like, yeah, I'd love to have him in it. Oh,
I did
God.
See that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he was like, yeah, yeah. If he wants to... He's yeah. like, we haven't talked yet, but God, if he wants it, he can have it.
Yeah, because he's an awesome director.
Yeah.
Made Happy Feet, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, and Nick Fury Road.
Yeah, Nick
right?
Fury Road.
That's what that's
that was
the,
that movie.
That's the Marvel one-shot, right, about Nick Fury?
Yeah, just Nick Fury. It's But it's just him establishing this road in his honor.
Yeah.
It's Nick Fury Road.
He, like, he does the ribbon-cutting
yeah.
ceremony
mm-hmm.
where he's like, here, yeah.
Yeah, this is
I now
me.
Declare this road open.
Yeah.
And he just rides off on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlize Theron's there, too.
Yep, she's just waving.
She's just waving.
Yeah.
In the sidecar of the motorcycle.
Fun fact, this is a great fact. This gym yes. that Steve is working on right okay. now is the same gym that Daredevil works out in the Netflix series.
Stop it.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it for the life
so
of
is
me.
That, oh, wait. So, wait, hold on. You mean in continuity or
in
like the set?
In the set. It's the whole, it's the same thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because they're in, it's not Foggy's gym. What is it? See, there's the boxing ring. Right
yeah.
There. It is the same.
Oh, that's
gym.
So cool.
Yeah.
I
cool,
love that.
Right?
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Captain America and Maddie at the gym. I like that he's just got his whole
I know.
String of punching bags.
So this movie was originally supposed to be from Cap's point of view.
Right.
Because we didn't get to see a whole lot of Cap as Cap in
the modern era.
It, right. At the end of Captain America, the First Avenger. So,
right.
The idea was, oh, this movie will be from his point of view. They decided to go away from that, but this scene was supposed to be one of the, like, we saw that flashback just now, and this that was supposed to frame a lot of things in this movie,
mm-hmm.
And this is part of, this is one of the things that's left over from that original concept of having the movie be through Steve's eyes.
Yeah, there are a couple of deleted scenes that I quite liked
yeah.
that I wish were kind
I've
of
watched
still
a couple.
In there. Particularly that one with the waitress, where
yeah.
he then saves her life later
yeah.
in the film.
Yeah, right, because you still see her having her life saved, but you don't have that.
Right.
You have the payoff, but without the setup.
Right,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
The same thing happened in Avengers 2, actually.
Oh, really?
Where there's that woman with the child at the end of the movie, and she's like, where's my child? And Hawkeye's like, oh, I'll go get her.
right.
Like, I'll go get the kid. And, you know, like, that whole thing. And earlier in the movie... Before Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver meet Ultron,
yeah.
like they're handing out like stuff, or Quicksilver's handing out stuff that he like has stolen from around the world to help the refugees
okay.
and the people living there and all that. And she's one of those people, and they have this conversation.
See, yeah.
And yeah, it's like one of those things that like, oh, why would it have killed you to add 3 minutes into the movie?
I know, just for a moment. I know. I guess that is fair. These things don't move the plot along or whatever. And
doesn't move the
time.
Plot along, but it certainly added some depth.
Yeah,
to those characters
it definitely
who
yes.
didn't have a lot in that.
I
movie.
Agree. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That being said, we just talked over that whole scene with Cap and Nick Fury, which was great.
Cap's coming in.
And
whether he likes it or not.
Yep. And
Tony's awesome.
Tony's being cool. And he's got his little triangle.
Yeah, which Joss Whedon does not like.
Nope. That's why he gave him back the circle. Because
in like the first 12 minutes.
yeah. No, it's not till the end of the movie.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
It's the end of the movie.
You're right.
He lets him have it for the movie. Yeah. And he's like, and we're done.
And we're fixing this. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
And no one's ever gone back after that. No one's
That's
ever
true.
Gone back to the triangle.
That's true. Iron Man 3 and Ultron.
Yeah.
He had the circle.
Well, the circle has meaning.
The
circle, triangle
yeah.
is just a design thing.
I know. I never really care for the triangle.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fine, but I don't love it.
It looks fine, but I much prefer the circle. I
do like Stark Tower.
Oh, love it.
More Christmas, but me. I do also like that they got Gwyneth Paltrow back for this movie.
I know. I love her.
That was clutch.
I know.
His little outside ring thing. I like how every movie there's a he takes off the armor slightly differently.
Different way. Yeah.
Yeah. And it gets easier and easier every time.
It gets easier and easier, and it's always like very nonchalant about it.
Yes.
They don't draw a ton of attention to it.
No, it's just happening.
It's like it happened. I mean, I guess they are drawing attention to it, but it's, you know, he's walking and talking here and just, you know. Oh, while I walk inside, I'll just take off my armor. Like, that is very, like, here it is. This is
yeah.
it. There's no big, like, zoom in, like, unveiling.
Right. But even going all the way back to the first one where he's like stuck in it.
Yes.
And he can't quite get out, and Pedro catches him. He's like, face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Yeah.
I love
Gwyneth Paltrow's Pepper Potts. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. They have an excellent rapport with one
they
another.
They have such good chemistry.
They do.
Yeah.
Fun fact, she is noticeably without shoes in this film.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's on. Mr. Robert Downey Jr. Is wearing, no, they're like far apart, but he's actually wearing lifts when they're right next to one another. So he's taller because he's not a very tall man.
Yeah, right, right.
And she is slightly taller than, you know.
So that's why she's barefoot. 5'4",
that's why she's barefoot, huh. Yeah. So just to add that heroic thing, which right. when you're filming must just feel terrible. So I'm sorry, your genetics aren't good enough, so we got to add some floor lifts.
Yeah. It's okay. So, they're paying him a boatload of money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here's your $40 million. Stand in the damn lift shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Life model decoy. Ha ha ha.
I love that.
Yeah. Look at that. Security breach. It's on you.
Phil? His first name is Agent. I love that joke every time I hear it.
He's like, I don't like being handed things, which I love. That's a very nice motif that keeps transferring through all the films.
I know. Yeah.
Which she still hands him something, which I like. It's just still like,
it's just his thing. Oh, man. Which I know nothing about.
Oh, good God. Keep talking.
Oh, man. By the way, I love how he just like hands him an iPad, essentially, instead of like, oh, let me send you the file. It's like, here, have my iPad.
Yeah, right. I know. Like, I don't need this.
What's the logic there?
I would assume that it's not connected to any server or internet for safety protocols.
Okay, that's a good explanation.
So they have to pass it off.
Right. Air gap it.
They have to air gap it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice technical term.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Exactly.
All those big bucks.
All the numbers.
Hey, could you pass me another beer, sir?
I could absolutely pass you another beer.
I'm going to need another one of those to get me through this movie. Ugh, God, this movie, one of the best movies. One of my favorite nerdy movies.
The way that you said that was like, God, this movie is so old already.
I'm going to need another alcohol, please.
Do you want me to open that for you?
No, I'm fine.
You seem to be struggling.
How are you?
I'm fine.
We're all fine here.
We're all fine here.
How
fine.
Are you?
How are you?
We're all fine here. Entertain the people for a second there, Tim.
Hold on.
Because I can... Yeah.
Put it between my feet.
Tim now wants me to put the beer between his feet up on a table.
While you open it.
Where I am going to not do that real quick.
Okay, that's fine.
Any chance you're flying by LaGuardia?
Yeah. I like this 3D tactile thing that they have. It's so cool. 3D hologram tactile information. I like how they also use all of the... This segment, while Frank is busy, is known as the I also like this section of the thing.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Remember that like thing that I liked?
Yeah.
Like Facebook, you know, or
dislike button?
Yeah. I like this bit where they use... See, that Hulk footage is from The Incredible Hulk.
Yes, on the screen there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just feels... Just makes it all feel connected.
It's... A whole part of a connected universe here.
I like that he's just like a smart person. Yeah. I like Steve's plaid bomber.
Yes, combination.
Combination. Yeah. It's classic.
It is classic. I watched you while you were sleeping. I just love this awkwardness. I mean, I was present.
While you were unconscious. Yeah.
From the ice.
It's just a huge, huge honor to have you on board. I'm just gonna
mirror
what you're doing. Because that makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna stand like this because we're men, right, Cap?
Yep.
I had a little design.
Maybe that's why the helmet is dumb, Coulson. I very much dislike. I don't dislike his costume in this. It's just his face.
Yeah.
It's just the helmet. Like the. His
why don't you? Why don't we call Chris Evans and you can tell him that you dislike his face?
No, his face is beautiful. It's just like sculpted from, you know,
marble.
I was gonna say stone, but it wasn't quite perfect enough. No, it's just that his when he puts it on for what the he has a very prominent chin, but it doesn't outmatch what the rest of the helmet is doing, and so he needs that strap to completely unify the look. Otherwise, it just looks kind of strange.
I see what you mean.
Like the rest of his head is not. It's not it's not symmetrical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked this guy who doesn't have any legs.
Apparently.
Never noticed that.
It's kind of floating there. Chitauri, you're getting restless. Give him something to do. Maybe kill a whole planet. I don't know. Just
yeah, they're a hive mind. They're fine. Once one's they'll restless, they're all restless.
Yeah, you know. Jeff was having a bad day, and now they're all having a bad day.
Yeah, that's pretty much how that's working. I do like this six-fingered man whose name I can't remember for the life of me.
I believe his name is Sexdigitus.
Ah, good. Thank you.
Yes.
Sexdigitus. I missed. I was sad when he died in Guardians.
I was making that up.
Oh, I know you were, but it's better than any name that I because have.
Because it means six digits.
I don't know what it means. I'm not dumb. Yeah.
It's a joke.
I live in a house of books. I know what it means. Look around you. You know it's true.
I do.
Yep. All of this wall. It's not drywall. It's a book.
Oh. It's paper mache.
It's paper mache. You know Loki's helmet has to be put on in two segments?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it comes with the top part and the back part, and it clicks into place
hmm.
because it's very form-fitting. It's got to be awkward
that makes sense.
To have those horns on top of your head.
Yeah, it must be weird.
I wonder, I mean, they certainly are hollow or something like that, so it can't feel...
Right.
You know, you're not, like, dipping down.
Right. But still, like, the aerodynamics of that must be kind of weird.
It's very...
Do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure. I like that he's pretty much in his helmet the whole time.
Yeah, it's true.
Whereas... That's the difference, I think, sometimes between the comic fan director and the not. Like, Joss Whedon is a fan, and he's like, Loki wears his helmet. He's going to wear the helmet.
Right. And it's not like a mask. It's not like, you know, Spider-Man's mask obscures his face.
Right, it's just a helmet.
It's just a helmet. He still sees his face. He still acts.
He's going into, quote-unquote, battle. Let him protect
his
head.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would like to see Thor don his helmet. I would love... If Thor donned his helmet in Ragnarok, the final battle.
Yes.
And he's like, it's time. And he puts on
the helmet. Assuming there's going to be a final battle in a superhero movie?
You're
presumptuous.
You're right. That is very presumptuous of me. You are very correct. Ma'am. Oh, he's so polite.
He's so formal. She's so mistrusting. She's like, yeah, looking him up and down like, I don't know about you.
Yeah. But I'm wearing red because I'm Black Widow. Yeah.
Because I'm...
she's that little red thing.
Morally like dubious?
They're vintage. She's very proud. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how he's like, people, not a fan. Cap is just... I like Cap. He's just... Cap's my favorite character. I'm just going to say it right now.
Oh, really?
He is the best.
Uh-oh.
You just... Always, he's just the best.
Yeah.
He's the greatest guy ever. You want to be his best friend. You want him to be your dad.
Sure.
You want him to save your life.
Sure.
You want to be him.
Yeah.
You know, that's... It's all right there, but he still has pathos and real human emotion. And,
I like Tony Stark better.
Why?
Because
you're a dick and he's a dick. No, I'm just
kidding.
Wow, really,
this is coming out. This
it's
is
coming out.
I think he is. Cause he's funny. He's quippy. He as much as Cap, you know, people always compare Cap to Superman, and I certainly see that. But to me, Cap is like he's like the 40s version of Superman that never stopped being the 40s version of Superman. And that's fine. That's great. Captain America is.
Because he's from the 40s.
Well, yeah. And he's a man out of time. So, of course, he's going to select these in the 40s. But when it comes to the Avengers, I like Tony better. I think that he appeals to my sense of humor. I think that he is, I like that he's trying so hard. He tries to be a good guy.
Because Cap's not trying so hard?
Cap just isn't a good guy. The same way Superman's just a good guy.
It's a little bit more effortless for Cap. And
I think so.
And he doesn't understand why people can't.
Kind of. I
agree with that, and I'm going to agree with that and stick with your guns. Know why? Because that is my father, honestly. Like, he's just a good man.
Yeah.
And when... He has a hard time understanding when people aren't good.
I feel the same about my dad.
He is innately a good person.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I like Captain America so much, because he's basically my dad.
Hmm.
Except, you know, my dad didn't fight in World War II.
Right.
You know. Right. But that's it. That's the only difference.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
That's the only
throwing shields
difference.
And everything is
my
all.
My dad's actually an excellent frisbee player. So
and
as
Ken's
far as I'm
dad
concerned.
Throws his mighty frisbee.
This doesn't work quite as well as you wanted it to.
Neither do you.
No, it honestly didn't.
No.
No, or no. I, or not. Look, it's Wonder Woman's invisible plane.
Oh, helicarrier.
Where'd you get all these reflection panels? Oh, James Bond's car. Yeah. And here's your $10. Go buy a million loaves of bread.
I love it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to do something completely unprofessional.
Okay.
I'm going to take off my earphones. And I'm going to go let my cat out because he's going to stop crying.
Oh, man. Well, it's just,
entertain the people.
It's just me and you, people. So they talk about all this technology right here with Cap. It's you know, cell phones and satellites. I assume he's been filled in on what those are. And spectrometers and gamma rays and algorithms. But yeah, I do love the whole Cap being a man at a time and needing everything explained to him, but I feel like there are a few things where they just kind of gloss over the fact that Cap has no idea what they're talking about.
I think possibly that's some of the man out of time part, like you said, but it's true. We're like looking around, he'd be like, what is any of this stuff? But he's also arguably probably been out of the ice for a few months already.
Yes. But don't you think that if you were talking to somebody from another country and they've been in this country for 6 months, wouldn't you try, like, stop and explain some things, like, naturally, just without being asked, like, oh, just so you know, this is what this, like, you know, you're not as familiar with our culture or whatever. Let me explain to you what this is because you might not know what it is. I would expect more of that. I understand that they're not going to put all that in a movie because that gets boring after a while.
I would say yes, but at the same time, there's also a wariness to talking to him because he's a living legend. He's like literally a legend that they thought was dead. Is that maybe like finding out that like Elvis was still alive?
Yeah,
and you all of a sudden have to spend every day with him.
He is.
Okay, yeah, he's living with Tupac and Babe Ruth. You know, like, yeah, that's fine. But it's basically the same idea. You know, you find out that they are all alive, or one, and you have to spend every day with them. Like, how do you talk to them? Like, Elvis, do you know that this is how we get music now?
Quick pause. This guy who's talking to
Agent Sitwell?
Coulson, yes.
Yes.
You do recognize...
Yeah, he's the Hydra agent.
Yeah.
It's Agent Sitwell,
yeah.
Who is not a Hydra agent in the comics.
In the comics. I actually didn't realize that he was Agent Sitwell. Like, that this was... I know the name Agent Sitwell, but yeah. I didn't realize that this was the movie version of him. That's kind of disappointing.
He made an appearance first in one of the Marvel shorts.
The one
that retconned the end of Incredible Hulk with Tony Stark showed up to talk to Thunderbolt Ross. And then he was also in Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
And of course, Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Winter Soldier. Right. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, aside from those, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I wonder how many of these guys are secretly Hydra agents.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, when you think of it like that.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that Captain America 2 shouldn't have been called Winter Soldier. It should have been called Hail Hydra. But I thought, no, that's dumb because that gives away.
Yeah,
it gives away the fun of it being Hydra. Yeah.
You could certainly call the third one that. Like that, like if you're continuing that storyline, the third one's
definitely called Civil War.
Well, I know that.
Yeah,
but I'm saying if there were a third one that was spinning out of that particular storyline, you could call it like. Yeah, Captain America 3, Hail Hydra. Like,
you know, right. You could call it something. Yeah, but
is you could use a name after you've revealed.
Right.
Before you've revealed.
A title like that gives away the reveal.
Yes.
And maybe, yeah, the whole movie doesn't involve a lot of the Winter Soldier, but that doesn't mean, that means diddly.
Yeah.
You know.
This same gadget that they're using here to get
the eye scan,
looks remarkably like a gadget they used in an episode of Smallville that I just recently watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an episode in season 5 of Smallville, so that's when Milton Fine.
Mm-hmm. I remember Milton Fine. Right? Yeah.
And there's an episode where Clark gets a shard of silver kryptonite in his bloodstream,
mm-hmm.
and he gets really paranoid and he thinks everyone's out to get him.
Oh, yeah.
And then Milton Fine at the end reveals himself to be Kryptonian and uses a device that looks a lot like one of those to suck out that shard of silver kryptonite.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same, but it's pretty similar.
Like Loki in his little golden garbs.
His little golden robes. I was just about to say, like, oh man, he's not wearing the helmet here. And then I remembered that he was about to.
Oh, but he will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at me using the Mind Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. I like that the Mind Stone is surrounded in another stone.
I know.
They really, Thanos really likes his aesthetically pleasing staffs. You know, it's yes. Like, that stone is too small. It doesn't go with the gold. Make it blue.
Yeah. Make it blue.
Make it blue. Make it pink. I was just talking about Sleeping Beauty today. Were you actually? Really? Yeah, that's funny. Someone was like, oh, Princess sleeps a lot. She was useless. And I was like, yes, but it's the fairies that had their act together. Yeah.
Is this not your natural state?
This was a well-done scene, too. There will always be men like you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Cap's part is.
Yeah. No, I mean the old man.
The old man. Yeah. The old man who's not Cap.
I wonder how many of them only speak German. And yeah. He's just talking to them.
He's speaking English.
And they're really... like, well, he seems crazy, so I'm just going to stay like this.
He said some words, and then someone started kneeling, so I assume he said kneel.
Yep.
Oh, I love this old guy, yeah.
Yeah, this old guy. I've seen him in other things, actually. I can't tell you what for the life of me, but when he stood up the first time, I was like, oh, yeah, that guy. I've seen you in things before. It's one of those, I'll never know your name. Even if I look it up, I'll forget
it.
But you've been in Law and Order, and you've been in this. You've been in this, like one of those guys. Okay. Yeah. Oh, see what I mean? Where his head, Cap's head is just like a little too big for the rest of his.
I don't really agree with you, but I see what you're talking about, yeah. I guess.
It's in some angles. I find it better here.
Yeah.
It works less in the daylight than at night.
And so you think the chin strap is important to
I think the chin strap is
balance
important.
Things.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it's that under, right, like this. Yeah, it's just odd. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work as well as it should. But I like the rest of the suit.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield,
all those who oppose his shield must yield. For the red and the white and the blue come through. Oh, wait, no. When the red and the white and the blue come through, when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Classic.
Classic. Classic. I haven't watched those in a long time.
I love Always with the AC/DC and the
Always with the AC/DC.
Oh man,
he's got good choice.
I love it. That he takes the time. Think about this. Tony Stark took the time. Like, he cares so much about making an entrance that he took the time to like make sure that his soundtrack was playing over their PA system.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I love that shot of just the two of them. Even though I've seen him in other movies now, even together for a while, it's like it's still. Whew,
yeah,
there they are.
There it is. Captain. Gets me every time.
Every time.
Works every time.
Works every time. Billy D. Williams works every time.
So we're watching it with the captions, and every time it says Fury on radio, talking about Nick Fury talking on the radio,
yeah.
I think it says Fury Road.
No. Have you even seen Fury Road?
No, I still have not. I'm so ashamed.
You can't.
At this point, at a certain point, I hadn't seen it in theaters, and I was like, well, I guess I'm waiting for...
I have it. We can watch it.
All right, yeah, we should. Because that is...
Into a tab's like Capscope. Hmm.
It was... I hadn't planned to see it because I had never... I was never a Mad Max guy, so I just was like, oh...
That doesn't matter.
I'm probably... I know that, but... I hadn't planned on seeing it, and then it was like this huge hit, and I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Everyone says
it's like the best action movie ever made. I need to like make a point of seeing this.
Yeah, it was quite intense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this arrival of Thor.
I do, too.
I love it.
There's, and that helmet doesn't really fit like that.
I know.
Doo-da. Yeah. Was this Stan Winston's last movie, or was this after he died?
You know, I don't remember.
He designed. It might have been after Iron Man. I know he designed the original Iron Man outfit. Man, here we go. Bye. See, and here's another thing that Joss Whedon's done. He's added things like they're basically gods. Like,
yeah.
You know, instead of the alien thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole. We did a plan of attack.
I have a plan. Attack. I love it. I love this line that's coming up here too.
There's only one God, man, and I'm sure he doesn't dress like that. Yeah. Ah, Cap. Such a baby Cap. Using a parachute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a chin strap. Pretty sure it isn't just like that. What I love about that is that Joss Whedon is an atheist. But he's like, well, I don't believe in God, but Captain America would, so I'm writing that in.
Wow, that's cool. Someone just texted me the other day. A friend of mine asked randomly out of the blue. He's like, does Batman have a religion? And I was like, I'm pretty sure Batman's Presbyterian.
Hmm.
And I double checked. And he's asking, depending on the story, he's either Episcopalian or Catholic. But he's lapsed
really?
Either way. Hmm. Yeah. But there's a bunch of websites dedicated to the religions of heroes, where some factor in huge, like Nightcrawler is obviously very Catholic, or Kitty Pride Daredevil is very Catholic. Kitty Pride is very Jewish, and then there are others like I don't know, Tony Stark,
you don't know
it's never
doesn't play into the story. Even Clark Kent, you know, it depends on the story. Sometimes he's like Methodist, sometimes he's like Unitarian, sometimes he's Presbyterian, sometimes he's Baptist, sometimes he's not really Christian and he worships Rao.
Right.
You know,
I wish they would just kind of choose one.
It's if you look at the last, I would say the last like 30 years.
Yeah, New 52 on, just choose one and go with it.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. Like, I guess that hasn't really been a problem in the New 52 either.
I think they just haven't bothered.
It's not something
It doesn't really
that comes
play into
up.
The story, honestly. It's not necessary.
It's
not intrinsic to the character like it is with
the Rao. Right, and the Rao thing is certainly.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, but the rest of it doesn't, unless it really factors in the story, why are you bringing it up?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But in a story like Kingdom Come,
the ravens. I've always wanted to look. They see that there are two ravens.
Oh.
Odin's spies. They're supposed to be Odin's ravens.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, someone told me about it, and I've been looking for it forever. Not forever, you know, just like once
for 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. I don't think it's been 3 years. I don't think I've watched this movie. I've only seen it once, maybe, since I found that out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I finally found them. Yes, yes. Oh, they're going to kiss. Kiss. You're not really related. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I've sent it off. I know not where.
Just wait for that line. About them not being related later on.
Boom.
We'll get there. I'm listening.
Yeah. So many Shakespeare jokes all in such a...
This beef didn't really make sense to me. Here we go.
Then don't take my stuff. Well, he did steal Loki. He doesn't know Thor.
Yeah, but the amount of Shakespeare in the Park.
Well, that's the thing with Marvel. Marvel heroes always fight each other when they first meet.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't really feel justified here. I know he stole him, but I feel as though they should know who he is because he was in a movie already.
Yeah, but I feel like that was pretty covered up by S.H.I.E.L.D., so why would Tony have that information?
Because he's part of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
He's not really part of
S.H.I.E.L.D. Not part of S.H.I.E.L.D., but he works with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Working with does not mean that he has the highest classification to know all the info.
I just think that somebody should have filled him in before he...
S.H.I.E.L.D.'s fault, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's the movie's
fault. No, it's the movie's fault.
No, it's the movie's fault? How boring Thor is about to throw this lightning.
Yeah.
Ugh, so boring. What are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
400%. It's like, oh, all right, cool. How about that? That seems to happen a lot.
Yeah, Thor's lightning seems to power things more than damage them.
Oh, I just meant that, like, Jarvis is often telling Tony, like, oh, by the way, you're, like, several 100% capacity right now. Have fun.
Doesn't happen in Iron Man 3?
No, I mean in comics and the thing that happens to this character, it happens kind of a lot.
Well, I think Tony designs the suits to maybe absorb power.
Yeah, he must.
You know?
Yeah, obviously he does because it happens pretty often.
Yeah. But you're right. The fight doesn't necessarily make so much sense. It's really just...
Story-wise.
Really just so you can see them fight.
That's really it.
Which isn't... I guess it's not the worst thing in the world, but...
No, I'm just... Hey, listen, Thor's, I can lovingly poke holes in something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Thor is absolutely holding back. He would...
He should
him.
Destroy him.
Yeah. There's no way that Tony is holding his own.
No.
Tony doesn't really even know how to fight.
Yeah, it's true. He's not really trained anyway. He almost got it right there, though. With the hammer, that would have been it. Let me throw my mighty shield and stop you guys.
That's enough. Then let me jump off this tree and break my kneecaps.
Yeah. Well, he can do that.
Yep. I've come in to do things. Oh, well, okay. Oh, don't do that. He really likes his hammer. yeah. I did like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thor's got anger issues.
Yeah, he clearly does.
Yeah.
Vibranium.
Boom, vibranium. You've just destroyed the Black Forest.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
Tony, you going to replant those trees?
Nope, he's definitely not.
Definitely not, but he's the only one who has the resources to.
Yep. Yeah, Cap's not replanting them.
Uh-uh.
Though if he asked him, he probably would replant
them. He probably would. It's like Johnny Appleseed, you know?
It's like Johnny, or that man who planted trees. You ever see that movie? The man who planted trees?
I know the man who's Eric Oates.
No, I've never seen that movie. It's a good movie. I've heard it's okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, Man Who Planted Trees is about, lo and behold, a man who plants trees.
What?
It's a true story. It's this beautifully hand-drawn animated film.
Oh.
About a man who like came back from the war and started planting acorns one at a time. And
oh.
In like 50 years, he's like, there's now a forest. I think it's in Italy.
Yes,
but
yes.
It is a true story. It's wow. Quite, yeah, it's quite a good movie. Hey, what's up?
I like how he's just smiling at everybody. Yeah. He's like, hey, buddy.
And he's like, oh, I'm kind of sleepy. Kathy.
Tom Hiddleston, you're a beautiful man.
You are a beautiful man. But don't worry, Sam Jackson, you're pretty good looking, too.
Yeah.
You just not my taste. Also, I guess Tom Hiddleston really isn't my taste either, technically speaking. But I can recognize beauty when I look at it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I wonder, does every Hellcarrier have that equipped for the Hulk, or is it just this one?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, just in case. You know, like, what if one engine broke and we had to bring them down, like, one day before, and they had to bring them onto the other one? They're like, oh, but the containment unit's on the other one.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah, exactly.
Most unfortunate.
Ant boot. I love that line every time. Mm. We just passed that seconds ago, so love it.
A mindless beast. I wonder who they're talking about.
He's like, yeah. That's not me, it's the other guy.
I like how his like armor changes. Like sometimes Thor. He's got long chainmail arms, and other times he doesn't. Where do they go?
I know.
It doesn't matter.
He keeps them in another dimension just in case.
Oh yeah, with his Green Lantern lantern.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. A pocket dimension.
It'd be funny if Loki was talking this whole time, but there was no microphone. So Fury's just like, I think I know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he wants a magazine. Yeah. A warm light for all mankind to share. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
You want to think Nick Fury? I like Sam Jackson, and I like Nick Fury, but sometimes Sam Jackson's Nick Fury just feels like Sam Jackson, doesn't feel like a character.
I mean, that's kind of what Sam Jackson does, right? That's
no, Sam Jackson's a great actor when you need him to act.
Yeah,
but a lot of times he gets hired to just be Sam Jackson.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Which is a disservice to him, certainly.
I agree. That is true.
Talent.
He's underutilized most of the time.
Yeah. I don't think he was as much in Winter Soldier. I think there was definitely a few times where the Russo brothers were like, Sam, that was great. Let's do that one more time. And I don't think that he gets that a lot.
Probably. I think it's a matter of giving him a good director, giving him a script where he can be something different.
Yes. He's an astrophysicist, i.e. he knows every other kind of doctor thing.
Yeah.
The one kind of doctor that Bruce Banner isn't, an astrophysicist.
Wait, it's coming.
You could spell crazy on him.
No. I don't care how you speak. But he was a fast god. He's my brother.
He killed 80 people in 2 days.
He's adopted.
He's adopted.
People were mad about that
line.
People
were very mad about that.
But it's come on.
It's just a joke.
It's a joke.
It's, a joke.
It's a joke. But it is offensive. I can see how it's offensive.
I'll fly to Portland. Keep love alive.
Yeah.
Sometimes he mumbles and I don't get all his lines. That's good.
You know, I never caught that one until now.
Yeah, keep love alive.
Keep love alive. Keep Portland weird.
Chip the top sales.
That man's playing Galaga.
We didn't think he would notice.
But
he
did. I'm not sure you even see these.
Awesome.
Oh my god. Like, how can you not love Tony? Like,
I do love Tony.
No, I'm sorry.
I meant that
just as a figure of speech.
Oh,
like,
thought you were coming at me.
No, I do
love Tony Stark.
Gosh.
He's brilliant and stuff.
No, I just meant it as a figure of speech. Like, how could you not love this guy? He's It's fantastic.
Last night. Am I the only one that did the homework? Yeah. Mm. the reading out so close.
Oh, yeah.
I like that everybody else changes and Cap's like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll take off my helmet. We're fine otherwise.
I'm good. That's another thing. That's what he keeps them in their costumes.
He does,
as opposed to just like always taking them out to be like, all right, now you got to be in your regular people clothes.
Yeah.
You're in your costume. Do this thing in your costume. You know, I like it. It works. I think about how much little time Cap spent in costume in. Oh, and the fan turned into a giant greed rage monster.
But like, even though Bruce Banner is not in costume per se right now, he's in costume.
Yeah, he's in purple. Well, yeah, well, you know what I mean? Yeah, Hulk's different. Yeah. Hulk gets a pass.
I'm saying he gets a nod. Like there's a nod to his. Even, yeah.
Yeah.
Even his street clothes are on brand. I understood that reference.
I love the eye roll. I understood that reference.
The way he's looking around, he's so excited, like a puppy.
I know, just like somebody.
Do I get a biscuit? Do I get a cookie?
And Galaga.
And that was not shot to be Galaga. They caught a computer generated that in.
I figured
afterwards
because that was a great.
Because they were like, this would be really funny.
Yeah, because that man's playing Galaga. That reads Robert Downey Jr. improv.
Well, yeah, I wonder if it was improvised. Probably was. I guess. But yeah, really super funny that they were like, oh, you know what we can do? We can take this shot of this guy and composite in.
It almost feels like a reshoot. They just get a random guy.
Yeah, just get some guy.
Just go and be kind of, you know, move towards a thing.
I kind of broke Harlem last time I was in New York. I still want this Black Sabbath shirt that he's wearing, which you can buy online now.
It's a very nice shirt.
Yeah.
I like that he's like, I got to stare. Jury's out. Yeah. They have, all three of them have very good chemistry with one another.
Yes.
I think that's what really makes these movies strong, is that you can feel their camaraderie, and that goes a long way.
There are moments in Age of Ultron where I think they have even better chemistry than they do here.
Yeah, I
like
agree.
Familiarity, they, like, you know, at the party and stuff.
There's a familiarity. One, the actors know each other better.
Yes.
And two, the characters should know each other better, so their camaraderie is even stronger than it would be here. Where
they're a team.
They only met each other a couple hours ago.
Right, exactly. So. Exactly. But by Age of Ultron, they're a well-oiled machine. They're a team. They know each other. They work together. And I just love, like, when they're all trying to lift the hammer and that kind of stuff. Like, they really do a great job with...
Nothing. Yeah. they don't... They age very well, too.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah. I'm going to say maybe Downey Jr. I think he does look younger in this movie than certainly in the other ones. Not by much, but I'd say he is maybe noticeably younger more than the other two.
Hmm. Compared to Age of Ultron, you mean?
Compared to Age of Ultron. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say he probably aged a little more than the others did between the last 3 years. But still not by much. Like, he still looks great.
Oh, guys, he's 50 years old. He looks fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's 50? I think he's
50. Yeah, I think he's in his 50s.
Yes, yeah. 50s. Yeah. I think he's just 50 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they're all, besides Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson, they're all in their,
they're all in their
40s.
Is that Chris Evans? Chris Hemsworth is in his 40s?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Besides the two Chrises and Scarlett.
Okay.
The rest of them, they're all in their 40s, 50s, 60s in Sam Jackson's case.
Yeah. He looks amazing.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, if you're counting Maria Hill, she's also not in her. But,
sure, okay. I know.
But you're not, you know what I meant.
I did.
Of the core Avengers,
yeah,
half of them are middle-aged and half of them aren't really. Yeah. And so, because there was something like, I think it was Ben Affleck, when Ben Affleck said he's too old to play Batman, and there was a lineup of the cast of Ultron, and it's like 50. Paul Bettany's in his late 40s.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner is 46.
Is he really?
He's 46.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Even like thinking of like even Daniel Craig is in his late 40s. You know, they're the... You know, action heroes are, but I guess that was always the case. I mean, if you think back to even like Charlton Heston was an action star into his.
Roger Moore started being Bond in his 40s and played him into his 50s.
Right. Bruce Willis is still an action star.
Yeah.
Think of all the cast
Schwarzenegger,
of the Expendables. Yeah.
Still making all the Expendables.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are all in their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yeah, it's much different than it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost weird to see an action star so young.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's a perfect example. Right? The man was in his 50s when he became an action star.
Right.
He was doing stuff decades before that. And he was certainly in action-oriented roles before that, if you count Star Wars or Rob Roy or something like
right,
that.
Right, but Taken happened, and then like...
Yeah, man was in his 50s when that happened. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about seeing... Suspending your belief that maybe an older gentleman can still kick your butt.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you don't really... The Avengers in their own way are kind of ageless. Like, you look at them, and they could be anywhere in their 30s to 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really?
Yep.
You know, he's clearly in his late 20s, early 30s.
Sure.
That's just... But Cap is always in that ambiguous spot between his 30s and 40s.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, always. As are most heroes. They're always in this very ambivalent.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that sort of like sliding time scale, right? Where they're Superman is always 33. And time goes on.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
No, not anymore. He's younger now.
Yeah, once that reboot happened, you can't ever say always.
Pre New 52, he was always 33. And even like in 1993, he was 33. In 2003, he was still 33.
Yeah.
Time moved on. There were cell phones now, but he was still 33. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They keep things moving
the
on.
The Fantastic Four have always been Fantastic Fouring for 10 years.
Exactly.
Even though they started in 1963.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Perfect example.
Yeah.
They have been Fantastic Fouring.
Hey.
It's like these guys have been Avengering. Not Avenging. Avengering.
Avengering. That's right. That's right. I like little plugs when they're like, oh, you know, we didn't want to pay Natalie Portman. So she's on a plane
safe
somewhere.
Yeah, so we got a picture of her.
Yeah. It's good enough. Well, I remember when this movie was coming out and everyone was like, why wouldn't Thor go see Jane?
Right.
And everyone saw the movie. Like, oh, well, he didn't have time.
Yep.
Yeah. He was literally there for a few hours and then left.
He just, he stopped. He made a pit stop. He asked about her, but they took care of her. It was fine.
Yeah.
She definitely wasn't making another movie or anything.
This really only takes place over the course of...
Like a day.
It's a couple of days. By the time, like, Loki shows up.
Yeah.
Loki goes away.
This is the next day. Because that happens at night.
If you say by the time Thor shows up, it's about 2 days. Because he shows up at night, and then he leaves. And then Loki escapes in the start of the day, and they leave that day. So he's there for about a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that's it. He's there for about a day. Which is good writing. Smaller the time scale, the better the story, typically, when all of a sudden you skip 6 months arbitrarily, you go, oh, why? That was 6 months of storytelling that you just missed.
And it's a good, like, you know, action movie, like things are moving along, pop, 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 pop.
Right, exactly. You don't want to wait around for 6 months and be like, oh, we couldn't find Loki yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's not good. Sometimes that works when, like a fugitive movie or something like that is always good for that because you want them to be on the run for a good amount of time. If he's only on the run for an hour, it's the worst fugitive in the world.
Right.
You know.
He sucks at fugitiving.
Yes.
Fugitivizing.
Fugitivizing.
Yeah. But he's good at Avengering.
He is good at Avengering.
At least he's got that going for him.
He does. He's got nice hair.
Beautiful hair.
All the hair. He's got some split ends. You might want to get a haircut, Loki.
Does
he have like super hearing? Is that why he's like, I've seen you.
I've seen you.
This is a good scene. This is a nice little callback to when she interrogated somebody else and she's just about to do it again. And it tricks you again.
Again, even though they teased it.
Even though they teased it, you get tricked again.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. If you were to rate, let's do best hair of the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
Well, you do it through characters. So in Iron Man 2, Avengers 2, Winter Soldier, when does Black Widow have the best hair?
I think here.
You think it's the short hair?
I think the short hair.
Yes, I think it's the best in Winter Soldier. Long straight split. Yeah, I think that's her best cut. Arguably maybe this is more functional for what she does for a living, but I think that I like the long straight. I also like the color better. Than what she has going
on. I do like
the
color better.
I like the color for it in that film than this one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree about the color, but I like the style better here. I think in
Iron Man 2, I didn't like the color at all. It was like too...
She almost had like strange dreads or something like that.
I was talking about the color really, but you're right. It wasn't like weird hair doing in general, but it wasn't really dreads. It was like curls, but the color was like eye popping.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I agree. And then, yeah. So, okay. Loki, he has...
To be honest, I don't remember his hair being any different in any
of the
movies.
It's much shorter in the first Thor film.
Okay.
And it's longer each progressive film. Oh. So it's kind of short and slicked back, almost like Malfoy style in Thor. And then you get this one, and then it's much more shoulder length in...
Dark World?
In Dark World.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember that. I haven't seen Dark World that many times, only like twice.
Okay, so I'm going to say, then you're assuming, I'm just going to go with Avengers for you for this one since you're staring at
it. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Nick Fury.
His hair looks awesome in every movie.
I agree. All right, moving on. Hawkeye. It's the same.
I was going to say, it's the same.
It's the same. Trick question. Captain America.
Also the same.
Pretty much exactly the same.
Tony, pretty much the same.
No, it's more of a, it's much more modern looking in Winter Soldier. Like it's not Cap. As, Cap is, it's not as slicked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you're right. It is. And actually, I think that look looks best.
I agree. Though Winter I do Soldier. Like this one because he's still kind of holding on to that old school.
Yeah, but like you said, it's like he's still new.
Yeah. And he's going to say vagina, but not really. In case anybody know what Mewling Quim meant, that's what it means. I'm running out of characters. Thor.
I like that he gets so filled with rage that when he says he's Mewling Quim, you actually see his spit on the glass.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's why Tom Hiddleston rocks, because he spits. I like the way you can even see his face kind of go like, crap. And he's like, I just got tricked. The trickster god just got tricked.
Thank you. So you said Thor. I think in Thor.
Look.
It's a little messy for me as it goes on. His hair gets longer every time, too.
Yes, it does. I like the longer hair.
Okay.
His shorter hair almost feels like a boy trying to grow his hair out.
I mean, it's long there. It's just, it looks like kempt here.
It does look kempt, I will say.
It gets more and more messy, so I kind of like the first look.
Yeah, I'll agree with that to an extent. And then...
When it comes to Bruce Banner, we can not only say which hair, but which face looks best.
Hulk face or Banner face?
No, Edward Norton face.
Or
Ruffalo face.
There's so many choices. Ooh, Ruffalo face.
Or Ang Lee face. Or
no, I think you mean Eric Banner face.
No, I mean like when he becomes the...
Yeah.
He looks like Ang Lee.
I know.
But yes, Eric Banner as well.
I'm going to go with... Can't do different movie... Well, I guess you could because it is Eric Banner. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Ruffalo...
face.
Ruffalo face, but also Ruffalo hair in Avengers.
I'm gonna
It's a little wild.
Yeah, I agree. Actually,
Ultron.
I'm gonna,
and it's very short in his sting in Iron Man 3.
I don't really remember what his hair looked like in that sting.
It's like kind of, it's buzzed.
Okay. Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, I think so. It's okay. Like close to a buzz. He was filming something else
right,
at the time. Yeah.
I would say this in this film, he looks the best.
That's very well kept hair. I don't know what you're talking about. Thor looks tremendous.
Yeah, here he does. You're right. In this scene, he does.
He had time to shower.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Tony Stark. So many choices.
Perfect in every movie.
Perfect in every way.
Yeah. No, I think actually, this and Iron Man 3, he looks very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say either one of those.
Iron Man 1, he has very similar cut.
But
it's definitely shorter in Ultron.
It's shorter in Ultron. In Iron Man 1, I want to say his hair is actually longer
than this might be.
And his facial hair is
more pronounced.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a little thicker.
Yeah,
I think I like this one the most.
I think this and Iron Man 3 are the best looks for him.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we did it. We went through all of them. I would go through the rest of them, like, but Jarvis doesn't have hair.
Yeah.
And neither does the Vision. And you've only seen Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in one
movie. Yeah.
And Maria Hill. Same haircut.
She is. I love Kobe Smulders. I have such a crush on Kobe Smulders.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
You have it now or you used to?
Always have.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Huge celebrity crush.
She is on. Don't touch Captain. He's got a nice uniform on. He's also got a zipper on the front of his costume. I have a friend who hates it when costumes have zippers on the front. That's why he's like one of the reasons, one of the main reasons he hated the first Daredevil show. Daredevil movie is because you could see the zipper, even though you knew it was a jacket and you saw him put the jacket on.
Yeah,
but the
really.
Fact that the zipper was in front really bothered him. Like, zippers are very unheroic for some reason.
That's funny.
Yeah, I would just cut the wire.
Yeah, you know what it is about Tony with the facial hair? It's that he's got a little bit of stubble going on here.
Yeah, this way.
In the first one, and I think the second one too, he doesn't have any. Mm-hmm. He's very clean shaven except for, you know, the mustache and the goatee and all that.
Yeah.
So it's also like his goatee is so strangely shaped.
Yo, yeah. It's so very strange.
It's like no one would ever wear that except for an eccentric billionaire.
Yeah, and then it works for him.
And it works for him.
It really does.
It really does. I couldn't pull it off.
No, I couldn't. I didn't. I used to, even before Iron Man came out, I had something kind of similar to it up here.
Yeah, but not.
It
like,
wasn't like
not
that.
These like arbitrary shapes on your face.
No.
Like a little triangle soul patch and these little diamond shaped mutton chops and these like, you know. Like,
yeah. It's very strange. Very strange.
Not mutton chops, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
On the jawbone.
I know what you mean. Yeah. And Bruce Banner's just like, oh yeah, I tried to commit suicide once. Well, I'm bringing down the mood even further than it was brought down. Yeah. Nick Fury's like,
drag me back in this freak show.
Mm-hmm. You want to know how I stay calm? I stay calm by holding a staff or a scepter.
Yeah. Oh, I love how that happened, too. He's like, "What? How did this get in my hand? What?
What am I doing here?" I do find this, like, this is the kind of the part of the movie where it's like, okay, like, come on.
Yeah. This is the one part that could be tightened up a little bit.
Yeah. It's a little too long.
But you need to set up what's going to happen. You need to set up act two. You need to set up. Or act three, rather. You need to
yes.
put the pieces in place.
I agree. But even like their arguing component, like, is there really a point to their arguing? Because it doesn't really go anywhere.
No, it doesn't. It's really just, it's like Tony has an ego and is picking a fight.
Well, arguably, and the scepter is somehow
affecting them,
but it's a little unclear as to what and why and how. But yeah, I just find it's a little... I just like it when teams are teams and they don't always have to argue, like, because otherwise you're just a very bad team.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there is always a desire to tell a story about the team that comes together, right?
Yeah.
And how they, like, oh, they hated each other, but they came together under pressure.
Yeah, I really
like
it when the team just is together and stays together. That's why I think Ultron in some ways succeeds over this film, because it's just their team. And they stay together.
Yeah.
There's a tiny bit where, like, they get on Tony's case because he arguably didn't, you know, he didn't tell them something and he should have. And, but they still work cohesively as a team. There's a little hiccup, but it's not anything huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part I
know what you mean, and I agree with you actually. That, like, but I think what you're kind of saying is that you would prefer not to see the origin story of the team and just see the team be the team.
Sometimes,
or you'd prefer to see a short origin, quick origin story, and let's get to see them be a team.
Yeah, I prefer. I'm pretty much that way. Even with single characters, I much prefer the story where they're already good at their job as opposed to, like, learning the job or learning how to be a team player and stuff like that. Maybe because I've seen it so many times. And particularly with comic characters or anything like that, like, I know they're a team. Like, I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So by creating conflict, it just feels forced. I mean, that being said, Avengers also have a strong history of having conflict in like with each other in the comics.
Sure.
It's part of the soap opera nature of those books. But his transformation was really well done.
Oh, yeah.
Very painful looking.
I like this look for the Hulk better than the Edward Norton Hulk.
Yeah, he was a little too... He had no fat on him whatsoever.
He was, like, very
one.
Lean.
Yeah, he was very, very lean.
For a Hulk.
Yeah. There wasn't enough bulk on him. But that was a direct reaction to the Ang Lee Hulk, which had way too much bulk, and he looked pudgy.
Yeah.
And so I think they found a really nice balance with this Hulk. And I'm glad they didn't really change it either.
Right.
You know, they just like, this is what was working. We're going to keep using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no plans for a Hulk movie at this point, right?
No, because Universal technically has first option to...
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. So what could happen is that according to the rules that they have with Universal, Marvel can use the Hulk in any production that they want as is because he's their character.
But if they want to make a Hulk movie,
they can make a movie, but Universal has first dibs to distribute it. So kind of wins if they make their own movie because Universal kind of can take all the money and not have to really put any of the work into the rest of it.
Right. So I kind of feel like the Hulk can't really support his own movie. I have not seen a Hulk movie where I felt like...
I've seen...
Both, you know, the Banner and the Norton, I didn't feel like the Hulk was enough to support this movie.
But he supported his own TV show for quite a while.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but it was also a different era.
Different era, and you're also done in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's very episodic where it's the same thing every week with different people. And then there was 4 TV movies with there, but they're also not that great. but
well, 80s kids would beg to differ, but okay.
I've seen 2.
Look at this shot. Look at him chasing Natasha. That's a beautiful shot.
No,
but people who have nostalgia for that era will, you know, probably love those movies. But yeah, I would agree. I don't think that they're... I've seen The Trial of the Incredible Hulk. I didn't think it was particularly...
Is that the one with Thor or is the one with Daredevil?
Daredevil.
Daredevil, I like that one.
Because it's Matt is his lawyer.
That's right. And John Rhys Davies is the kingpin.
That's right.
Yeah. I do like that one. But that's maybe the best one.
It is. I'm told. It's the one
but
I've
even
seen.
That's more of a Daredevil story.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a backdoor pilot for Daredevil.
Yeah, right. Which never took off. I knew that.
Right.
There was a lot of backdoor stuff in those days. There was supposed to be a Black Widow show that never took off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with... I'm going to use my one lookup for this because it's actually pretty interesting. There were like photos taken. And
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, a whole big thing.
Was it one of those Hulk movies or was it a Hulk episode that she was in?
I don't think she was ever in...
It was something Hulk related.
Yeah. Got it here. Hold on.
Is this let's see what we're looking at here. Oh yeah, okay. This is Thor vs. Hulk. I love he just patiently waits. He's like, it's coming. I know it's coming. I'm just gonna wait here. And there it goes.
Boom. This is a great fight.
So much government property destruction.
Oh, so much.
Oh, you're making him mad. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. And there he goes. And showing how he can't pick up the hammer.
It's David Bowie's wife.
Really?
Yeah. Model Jip Jones.
Okay.
Then wife of David Bowie. Mother of Source Code director Duncan Jones.
Oh.
Soon to be.
Wait, is Duncan
Warcraft
Jones.
He's directing Warcraft.
Yes, that's right. Is he David Bowie's son?
Dope.
Or is it her son by a different
marriage?
It must
be her son by a different marriage. She did a Wonder Woman shoot and she photo shoot and she did a Black Widow Here, I'll show you. Here, you can scroll through. You can see she took pictures with what would have been the Daredevil of the show, too.
Okay. So, but it was, there wasn't a backdoor pilot. It was just...
They were trying to make the show happen, and it never took off.
I see. Wow, look at that. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Daredevil, too. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Daredevil looks weird, but her costume's pretty spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. His is weird, though.
His is weird. His, yes.
His eye makeup is...
The eye makeup. It's almost the... Arrow before Arrow.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Smallville Black Canary before
Canary. That's right.
I like this jet that can kind of hover. It's kind of cool. It's one of those overlooked things in this movie.
That's true, isn't it? Look at that.
Kind of chilling there. That's quite cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. That was a bad idea.
No, Thor can handle it. He's fine. Why would you? No.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, why would you
target angry?
Yeah, why would you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, dude, you and your hovering Quinjet, I don't know what you thought you were doing there, but good.
Of a fighter jet. Boom, boom, boom. I like the way that he just tears apart at everything.
Just like it's paper. Yeah. Like he just tears it apart. And even the poor pilot trying to eject, he's like, all right.
Boom. Aw, poor Hulk. Look at the little laser things. It's a nice callback to Iron Man 2, but this time he still ejects it this time.
Yeah.
There's one, maybe it's Iron Man 3, where he uses it and he doesn't eject them, but he never makes, because in the first one he says he can only use it once.
Yes.
Oh, but if it's the same suit, then it would make sense that he can only use it once. Nice. That was nice, Captain America. That was real nice. It's one of the other Iron Man movies where he uses it or whatever, and he uses it again. But he doesn't eject the laser cartridge as like, I figured out this problem, but they never talk about it.
Yeah.
I like it when movies do stuff like that.
Yeah, but little subtle things.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because in other movies that might feel like
an oversight,
inconsistency, but because you've established this character, Tony Stark, who continually improves his gear, you have now said to me, he figured out a way
it doesn't need to be ejected every time. Yeah.
I like that. That's very cool. That was also a nice shot. Why would you have that little thing right there? Sometimes computers in movies don't make any sense.
I know.
Yep. Like if you shot that towards what would be a USB drive, how would that be any different?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Whatever. See, this is why you don't have floating like ship carriers, because this is what happens. Do you want ants? Because this, this is how you get ants.
Have you read, what's it called? Hank, is it Johnson, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, I have.
It's so
It's really funny. It's so really funny.
Did you know he wanted to write that for like the last 10 years?
No, who wrote it? I can't remember. A dude.
I might have to use my one lookup for this.
Well, feel free. Yes, I did read. I read it when it came out. It's quite funny. I enjoy it quite a bit.
It's really funny.
I enjoy Captain America with a gun. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because he's a soldier. Just makes sense. Yeah. Thor, you just run. Shoop. You think he would learn.
Yeah, that was a rookie move right there.
Yep. Are you ever not going to fall for that? Yeah. Poor Agent Barton. Oh, I forgot that he fights Black Widow in this. So they fight.
Yeah.
They're going to fight twice in two different films.
That's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, though this time is not really his fault. This fight feels very choreographed.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It's like it's still slightly in that era of the twists and turns, you know, like, and that we spin out, you know, because that's cool.
Yep.
Doesn't quite feel. It's in between that Matrix style and, you know, Bourne parkour style. I don't know why I enjoy that. Move away, please. I just like that Phil Coulson is so, so polite.
He's very proper and very, what's the word? He's very like, no, agent.
Son of Cole.
That's right.
Where home is your kitty? Did you enjoy your time outside? I see you are now back inside.
It's David Mandel.
David Mandel. Hank Johnson,
agent of Hydra.
And David Mandel is known for what particular things? I'm still going to count this as your continued
part of my. He is the showrunner of Veep.
Oh, that's why I know that name. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has wanted to write that book. He's had that idea for a book for like years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he always wanted to do it. He's like, oh, what if there's like a Hydra agent and it's just like another day at the office and he's like, oh, I have to call HR and like, you know, like a very mundane,
right.
Funny, mundane side of Hydra.
I'm not working for those AIM guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And he's also, by the way, he's also from Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
He was an executive producer over there. But yeah, that was his idea for several years. And it's much more tongue in cheek and lighthearted. You know, it's not like evil Hydra. It's like, oh, hello, George. Yeah. Oh, were you at the charity event last night? You know, it's
like the softball teams between Shield and Hydra.
Yeah. It's
the same charity events. Actually, that comic starts really brilliantly with a very famous Starenko scale up that where Nick Fury is scaling the building and he comes in through the grate and he knocks out one Hydra and kills the other. That is directly from Jim Starenko's run on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I did not know that.
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, it's one of his most famous books.
I did not catch the reference.
I'm fairly certain I have it somewhere.
Amazing.
I will show you. Because this was where he was started. This was before David Gibbons did Watchmen, and he started to do this art-specific, no-word panel transition progression.
Yes.
And so there was pages and pages of nothing. It was just Nick Fury silently moving through.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was pretty, I mean, now you see it all the time.
But it was pretty groundbreaking.
It was groundbreaking at the time. Everyone was like, what do you mean we don't need to.
How will they know what's happening if we're not narrating everything that he's thinking?
Yes, exactly. What do you mean people could just look at the pictures?
This is crazy, Jim. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
What are you talking about?
Damn it, Jim. I'm an artist, not a writer.
We will use this sequential art here to get the idea across. Crazy. I know.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
We kind of missed the scene already, but I really like the part where Cap says, it appears to run on some form of electricity.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you're not wrong. Yeah. I do think that this version of Joss Whedon's Cap, Cap's a little dumb. It appears to run some form of electricity.
Well, but in
but he
Cap's
also
day,
he doesn't know. Yeah,
in just, Cap's day, everything ran on gas or coal or steam. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
electricity was just one of many things that ran.
Yeah, it wasn't the everything.
Yeah,
yeah. I would agree with that. He just seems a little bit goofier.
Yeah, he's a little goofy.
Yeah, but I think that really.
But he's also newer on the job. In our era here than he is
in our era, but he is a war hardened.
Yeah, but he's only quote unquote dumb about things that are modern in this movie.
Yes, that's true. Okay.
And he gets better about it in the next movie.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like all of that really disappears.
Yeah, as he's here, sort of longer.
Like there's another part where they're in Ultron where they're talking about she's talking to Maria Hill and she says she's telekinetic, this and that, and he does this and this, and he kind of gives that blank look,
mm-hmm.
and she goes, he's fast and she's weird,
yes.
which is not an accurate, overly accurate
yeah, that's
thing.
True.
But
that's true.
But that's kind of like, I followed that.
Yeah.
Captain America should have been able to follow that.
Yeah.
But I also get from an audience point of view, like maybe somebody in the audience couldn't follow that.
Yeah, I think that's the idea
and,
there.
And that's Cap supposed
I think
to
it's,
be.
I think that's supposed to bring it back down and like,
right.
I think it's Joss admitting, like, okay, this is really geeky, so I'm going to poke fun at myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? By the way, with Phil right there, they're all really sad. And
yeah.
And I'm like, whatever, he's going to Tahiti. It's fine.
It's fine.
We'll be hanging out in Tahiti soon.
Someone posted online that it was like, so he, you know, later it's revealed that cards weren't on Coulson's person.
Right. So it's
so
like,
there's
Fury.
There's a sometime in his life between then and now, he went to his locker, went back to Coulson's body, took them out, rubbed them on Coulson's dead body and his blood, then put them back together and then walked away. And he's like, job well done.
Just doing what I got to do.
I'm Nick Fury.
All in a day's work. I'm Nick Fury, agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., director of S.H.I.E.L.D., whatever.
It's General Fury now, or Colonel Fury. I always get confused. There's always so
They called him Director Fury.
He's Director Fury. Yeah. There's so many different little versions. All those tiny little details.
It's all part of the plan. Well, you brought together your group of remarkable people, Nick. You did it. Of course, you had to fake kill a fake agent who was not fake, but you fake killed him.
You had to kill a fake agent who was real.
Yep.
Didn't see that one coming.
Oh no. Send him to Tahiti. You can't see the arc reactor under Tony's shirt in this scene.
Oh, yeah. Seems to be a flub.
I wonder. That doesn't happen very often.
Huh, I've never noticed that before.
Me neither.
That's definitely a flub. Because it was on in another
scene. That's a pretty big flub, though.
Yeah.
That's a pretty... I mean, like, I'm honestly surprised that made it in. Like,
I'm surprised that it took us...
That's pretty huge.
I'm surprised it took us this long to
but,
figure
yeah,
it out.
But, yeah, it took us 3 years to notice it, so I guess it wasn't that huge.
Wow.
I found it! I found the hammer!
I'm surprised. Why didn't you just call it to you?
Well, he's not. Look at him. He's not feeling super worthy right now.
When Thor is not feeling very worthy.
Oh, I love this guy.
Are you an alien? Yeah.
This guy has done a lot of
work.
He's a character actor in lots of stuff.
There's nobody here.
He is.
He's
hilarious.
Very calm. I like that he's so hilarious.
I know.
So very calm.
I know.
Saw you falling out, bug ass nude. had the whole thing? Oh yeah.
Big green and bug ass nude.
Now, there are two questions here. One, what else has this guy seen in his life that he's like, there you go, I found these pants for you. You were a monster, but now you're not.
Also, and he's like, I got you these pants. I knew they wouldn't fit you till you shrunk down to a normal size feller. I'm like, you knew he was going to shrink down?
Well, maybe.
Maybe he recognized him.
Maybe the Hulk is pretty.
Yeah, I guess so.
But Banner himself isn't on the run from the public. It is
the other guy.
Hulk, he's on the run from the government. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But then how often do you think that Bruce Banner has woken up buck-ass nude and he's just used to it now? Just
yeah, right.
Junk.
He's just like
I'm over it. I'm honestly over it.
I don't get to live that kind of life.
You don't, or Banner doesn't?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. I do have that Steranko shield thing.
Oh,
I'll show you after I'm downloading it right now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Comixology for the win.
Yeah, they have the complete shield Steranko.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite good. It's quite good. I like their little relationship.
I know. I definitely feel like turning it into, oh, he's already married.
Oh, he definitely is. Yeah.
But like that was like a retcon. You know, it felt like a retcon.
They spoke for years about not actually really knowing what their relationship was. But it doesn't read. I don't think it reads as romantic. I think people want it to read as
maybe
romantic.
I've always actually kind of read it as a wistful, like, can't be together but wish we could.
Maybe.
But clearly it's not.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I never read it as romantic. I always felt like that was trying to force that on the characters that they didn't really need it. They're too similar for it to, oh, they're both agents, so let's make them both be together. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, it took time to grow on me, but that's why I like the Black Widow Hulk relationship in Ultron, because they're so different and they feel like they need each other in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like she's taking care of him in a reverse way, because she is so powerful in her own way. But they're two spies who would eventually just continue to be spies.
That's true. Plus, with Hulk, you have the whole Beauty and the Beast thing going on.
Yeah, no, that's
that dynamic is always very,
which is a tale as old as time. So
you could say that.
Yeah.
One might say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's very true. Most likely as it could be.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. True as it could be. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'll stop there.
I mean, they were barely even friends.
No, but
and then you know somebody just bends unexpectedly.
I know.
It's crazy.
I'm really going to stop there. Yeah.
I like how Cap is just wearing the boots.
Oh, yeah. No, he's wearing the pants, too.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah.
He's wearing
jeans.
The pants.
You're right.
That's
though.
Just that's just the Under Armour that goes.
Yeah, exactly.
The jacket goes over that. But that's really funny.
I was like, he's wearing, like,
when
jeans.
When Captain America wet his red boots. Yeah.
His crimson boots.
There you go.
See, the arc reactor is showing again.
Oh, that's so. I wonder if people thought it would be distracting in that scene, and so they deliberately chose not to put it in.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, I'm gonna say big oversight. I'm gonna say the batteries ran out, and they were like, it's not worth
just
it.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Another take.
Surprised that
we'll fix it in post.
Not one person in post was like, hey, arc reactor.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. Even something they could have fixed for the Blu-ray, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nope, they did not. They just went with it.
Hmm. He's figuring things out. Good for Tony Stark. Good for you, Tony Stark, man of
like
the hour.
Loki did it, but also Nick Fury let it happen, or at least used it once it happened, I guess. Like, he saw it. Yeah, he saw the opportunity. He didn't let it happen. I'm talking myself through this right now. He didn't let it happen, but once he saw it happen, he used it as an opportunity to galvanize the team and bring them together. Is that fair to say, you think?
I'm going to be honest. I was watching the movie. Say it again.
So Tony's saying like, oh, but this is what Loki does. He's hitting us, you know, where it hurts, hitting us at home by taking down Coulson. And for a second, I was like, yeah, but it's also Fury who like is kind of using this to.
Yes.
But the more I think about it, he didn't make it happen. He saw it happen. He would have prevented it if he could have.
He watched it.
He was
happen.
Too late.
I'm
he
not
watched it happen.
Tell me it didn't happen.
He saw it happen.
Yeah.
And then
we'll
he
tell him it didn't happen.
Right. But once it did happen, he saw it as an opportunity to bring the team together, and so then he took advantage of it. But he wouldn't have chosen to do that.
Got it.
Right.
Yes, I agree.
You
with
agree
that.
With me? Okay. Yeah. I'm just talking myself through the logic there of what really happened here.
Yeah,
events.
I agree with that. I like it when Captain America calls people son.
I know.
Yeah. Son,
just don't.
There's not many late 20-year-olds that can call somebody son and get away with it.
I know.
But Chris Evans really sells it. He sells the whole character. So when he finally says, son, just don't. Like, you're going to buy that this man who is in his late 20s.
They needed the push.
I think he's 34 now.
Okay.
So this came out. So he would have been just about 30 when they filmed this.
Sure.
I would assume.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I'm going to be a terrible person. Break my only rule.
Well, you know, given that.
Yeah, he's 34. Why am I so good at my job?
You're so good at your job.
Because they would have filmed this a year before it was released.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so, was it released 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
3 years ago, 2012.
Okay. So they would have filmed it in 2011. So they would have been late 20s.
Yep.
I'm a genius.
I'm a genius. How did he get up on the roof?
I was just going to ask you that question, actually.
But that's some kind of...
Somebody saying,
Stark
hey,
security
there's a guy
being
on the
like,
roof.
I guess it was Stark Security on loan from Luther Corp.
No, it's on loan from the Stormtroopers. It's on loan from the Empire. Security? What? Even Jarvis wouldn't be like, sir, there seems to be something going on at home.
Yeah, exactly. Jarvis. Bad Jarvis.
Well, the helmet was down, so maybe he couldn't communal with Jarvis.
Maybe, but
still, Jarvis is smart enough to be like, oh, I'm back online. By the way, slight problem.
Huh. Yeah, that's true. Never thought about that before.
Yeah, me neither. I'm thinking of it right now.
Yeah.
As I talk.
I don't love this stone thing they've created. It's very strange.
Like the staircase?
Staircase is fine. The back wall made of the like rigid stone kind of looks like some kind of like tornado bunker.
Hmm.
It's one of those things that like, you're going to be dated.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah, that does look kind of outdated when you look at it. I guess. Yeah. I marvel at it. No arc reactor again.
I think it's very faint.
You know what? I don't think it is.
Because that doesn't make sense because it would either be there or it wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's not there.
No, I think it's there.
All right. It's definitely more faint than it was in other scenes, though.
Maybe he put on another shirt. He's married, dear.
I love, you know, you are so good at coming up with reasons for why things happen. You're just like, maybe he did this. And I'm like, what, why, and when? And you're like, I don't know, maybe he did.
Maybe he just put on an maybe extra layer. It was going to be nippy outside. I don't know. Put on another layer. But why did everyone still see the Black Sabbath?
Right. So he's wearing like four shirts. It's fine.
It's fine. That's funny. Man, that inconsistent arc reactor thing is really going to bother me.
It's really going to bother me.
It doesn't.
I want to like look at like movie mistakes later and see if anyone points that out.
Oh, like see if we could find this, like the CinemaSins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of Avengers and be like, because he's even like they're mentioning it right now.
Yeah. Oh,
Performance issues.
One out of five.
I do like this. I do like the bracelet idea that came from some medical thing.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it is, but it was some new medical technology that they were like, oh, that's cool. What if instead of the defibrillator or whatever that comes to you, it was the Iron Man suit?
Gotcha.
Because it reads the pulse and bloodline and all this stuff. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I liked this armor too. I like this bulkier.
I know, me too.
I think I like the one at the end of Ultron the best. It's sleek and shiny, and it's a slightly different type of red.
And we got a round arc reactor again, folks.
Yep, and we're back to the circle. No explanation, just back to the circle.
Just the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
Do you have a favorite Iron Man comic story, like a favorite trade or a favorite arc that you would like recommend to somebody who's like,
I just want an Iron Man story. I just want a
good Iron Man story.
Honestly, no. I know of good ones. Like I can, like Matt Fraction's whole run
on
Iron Man is very good. Warren Ellis' Extremis arc is good.
Which the first movie is, you know, pulls a lot from. The first Iron Man movie.
Third movie pulls a lot from it too.
Yep.
Because that's basically the whole plot of the third movie. Extremis.
Of Extremis?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting confused with the first
Warren Ellis run.
Maybe I'm getting the Warren Ellis and the Fraction.
First
movie
is when he's in Afghanistan and then
No, I don't know which movie is which, but I'm getting confused of which comic is which.
The Warren Ellis Extremis one is where the suit is like a liquid symbiotic thing that comes out, like the undersuit comes out of his veins and then he's connected to it cerebrally.
Yeah, you're right.
And then, that's
more the third one. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I was getting confused with another one.
Yeah. The Fraction one, I think, has parts. Maybe Extremis makes a comeback in it. I honestly can't remember. But his whole run on that story was very good. Now you've got me interested in, that whole run is good. But see, the Iron Man books, Iron Man never really became a popular character until that first movie.
That's right. That's right. That's what made him Iron Man is everywhere now, you know? And that was not the case. He really was. I think people underestimate what a second tier hero Iron Man was.
Yeah.
On his own. He was, you know, a heavy hitter as part of the Avengers.
Yep.
But, you know, like, and he was in Civil War, figured prominently in Civil War, but, you know, aside from that, he really was a second tier character and not super popular. Until that movie.
Yeah, people talk about some older Iron Man stories as like the Demon in a Bottle or the Armor Wars or something like that. But I think I've read Demon in a Bottle, but it certainly comes from a different era of comic writing and everything like that. And because I've seen it done in other places, it doesn't necessarily strike my fancy.
Yeah.
The same way. So I'd have a very hard time actually pinning down like this is a. I guess I would hand them like start with Matt Fraction's run on Iron Man and go from there.
Yeah,
it feels maybe the most complete. But if you want Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man, then I'd point you towards the Ultimate Universe more.
Yeah,
than I really wouldn't give you regular Iron Man because he's really not Downey Jr. He's kind of stiff, and he's got. I mean, certainly there are elements of it, but the quippy side of him is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good question. What about you? Do you have anyone?
I would have said Matt Fraction's run.
Yeah,
yeah,
and called it a day.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is, and I have heard that Extremis is the, you know, is a really good story.
Yeah,
but I don't remember having read that. I love this, that they're all together. They're all together.
They're not all together.
And there goes
yet.
Mercury.
They're not all together yet. It's just the human heroes that are together.
All right, you're right. You're right.
Or the non.
But they're coming together.
They're so close to coming together.
It pains me so much to see New York being torn down like this. My home.
Your home that is actually filmed in Cleveland.
Well, they filmed parts of this in
New York. Yes, I know.
And I was actually in the city one of the days that they were filming.
Oh, really?
The stuff right outside of Grand Central.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was at a Yankee game, and I came home, I came back to Penn Station, took the subway, and I transferred trains through Grand Central.
And it wasn't until
I got back to Penn Station that I found out that I looked at Twitter, and like there were photos of people like, oh, the Avengers is filming today, and outside Grand Central, and I was like, "No,
I was just there,
and I had to be somewhere else."
If you had to be somewhere else, I guess you really wouldn't have been able to stop. Anyway.
No, I wouldn't have. But if I were there already, I might be like, "Well, I'll be a little late."
Yeah.
But once I was already gone, I wasn't going to turn back and go
right.
back. But
right.
Part of me wishes I had.
It's all right.
Yeah, they filmed outside Grand Central a little bit, and then they filmed in Central Park.
Right. Because you can't, it's for whatever reason, it's very hard to fake Central Park.
Yeah. I guess it's really hard to fake, like, any outdoor, like, famous outdoor place.
Yeah. Without either it looking green screened or, like, fake trees, or it's obviously not Central Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel Joss Whedon didn't know quite what to do. He doesn't know quite what to do with his human figures in battles like this at this moment in his superhero telling career.
This moment meaning 2012 or 2015?
2012.
Okay.
I think it was vastly improved for Ultron.
Yeah.
But you know, you live and you learn. Like stuff like that's cool and like that's very well done and all that stuff. But Cap's also a super soldier.
Yes.
So it's a little bit different for Hawkeye and Black Widow, who are like, okay, got my two guns, got my bow and arrow.
Right.
And he Joss Whedon did service by saying, you know, and particularly in Ultron, where he was like, I just like this. You and I remember Budapest very differently. but when he tells him, like, you know, where there's an army of killer robots and I've gotten bow and arrow, and none of this makes sense.
Yes. You know, again, poking fun at himself, like, and at the story.
Yeah,
done.
Exactly. That serves the character quite well.
Yes.
Hey, definitely. Look.
Hey, it's
Enver
Peggy
Jokai. Carter's future husband.
Yes. Oh, that's right. When he was in Agent Carter, I didn't remember that he had done this bit too.
I did. I remembered it.
I totally forgot that he had done this. I know from Dollhouse.
It's obviously his son.
I guess
who is now a cop, which would be pretty sweet. I like that he's given. I was like, "Oh, that. Why should I take orders from you?" It's great.
Yeah,
all of this is great. It's my love.
Here's
Captain
why.
America.
This is why you can take orders from me.
Boom. That's what I'm talking about.
And this got such a right here when he just turns around and starts giving orders.
Yeah.
That got such a great laugh in theaters.
Yeah. From me. And from lots of other people.
This movie was such a
phenomenon.
It really was. Like, everybody was seeing it.
Yep.
I went to see it, I think, 4 times in theaters with 3 different groups of friends. I saw it alone once, and then I saw it with 3 different groups of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 out of those 3 groups of friends are not people I normally see superhero movies with. Everybody was going to see it. I have one buddy who I went to see it with because we always see like the latest superhero action film together whenever we get a chance. I had one friend who doesn't like superheroes at all, but was just like, "Oh, everyone's talking about Avengers. I want to see it." And I had another friend who's like a film, like she likes movies, but she's not really a superhero movie person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man.
Mm. I don't remember who. I remember the story I told you at the beginning of this podcast, and I don't. Really, I have a hard time remembering who I've seen movies with because I go to the movies quite frequently.
That's true, you do.
I don't remember.
You have a hard time. Do you remember how many times you saw this in theaters?
Nope, couldn't tell you. Honestly, definitely more than once.
Yeah,
probably 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I saw it 4 times.
Some movies I end up seeing just because like I'll see it once, and then I'll want to see it again, so I'll go again. And then some other group would be like, "Oh, I want to go, sweet." Yeah. And then somebody else would be like, "I want to go," and I'll be like, "Oh, I've seen it 3 times." We'd be like, "I'll pay, all right."
Yeah, oh yeah, that's.
I'll go again if it's a free movie.
It's a free movie. I'll definitely see it again.
Yeah,
I Star Trek that happened where I saw it also 4 times. Though I'm a little hazy on the progression of how many times I saw it and with whom. I know I saw it with you once. I know I saw it with another couple of guys once, and I must have I saw it with our buddy Andrew once, and then I must have seen it alone once too.
Mm.
4 times. That's the most I've ever seen a film in theaters is 4.
4 times.
Yeah, that's Avengers and Star Trek. Saw them both 4 times.
I've definitely seen some movies more than that, but
I don't think I have.
I think I've said this before, that I had a friend in elementary school a family member used to run a movie theater, so we used to just go on the weekends and get in for free.
Yes.
Just go see every movie. I was just thinking about that yesterday, actually, because Jane, Silent Bob came out at that around that time when I was going. And I remember that theater being packed full of people watching Jane, Silent Bob.
Wow.
Yep. Hey, look at them all together.
Here we go, and Cap's giving orders.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he's going to be on the roof. Yeah. Sweet. Get out of here, Byron. We don't need you.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
It's coming.
Better clench up
clench
Legolas.
Clench up Legolas.
Oh, yeah. See, now Thor's got his sweet metal arms again.
And he's taking orders from a mere human.
Yeah, well, Cap's pretty awesome like that.
Keep the fighting here. And Hulk.
And Hulk. Smash.
Smash. That smile.
No one gets on this movie for the amount of people that are dead in these skyscrapers.
It is true. I agree with you.
A lot of dead people in
this
movie.
There's a lot of destruction.
But it's because they joke. I really think that's what separates it. Honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's because they're still kind of smiling while doing it. Because it's like there's this sense of adventure and joy.
Yes, that's right. And that's very true.
Because you've seen it, like, think about, like, the car chase in Temple of Doom in Indiana Jones. There are probably a lot of people that got in the way of that car chase.
Yeah.
That are, like, at the beginning of the movie, that are, was it Hong Kong? Are they in Hong Kong? Can't remember.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. But something like that, there's a still sense of joy and fun to what they're doing. And that's where Man of Steel went wrong. And I'm a Man of Steel defender, you know that.
I know you are.
But I think that's where they went wrong. There's no sense of joy.
Yes.
At all. And that's certainly to separate themselves from to separate yourself from Marvel, you certainly have to take a different direction, and I'm okay with
that. But not like arbitrarily, like, okay, cool. Well, we're going to make our bright, happy superhero dark because you guys already took dibs on Bright, so everything's going to be sad now.
He smiles. See, now that's funny because I want to go back to this because we talk about this all the time, so why not talk about it again?
Yeah.
That character is not dark, though. The movie itself is kind of bleak, but I do not find Henry Cavill's Superman a dark character.
Really? Because he, to me, is like a suffering, like, always sad, everything terrible happens to
him.
I'm
sorry, what season of Smallville are you on?
5.
And how much is Clark suffering and sad?
In the second half, quite a bit. But that's not the entire story of Superman.
But he's suffering and sad through the majority of that 10-season show.
No, I would disagree.
I think other characters built him up, and there is this jokey manner to him, but Clark, a lot of the time...
But he's not a mopey walking around like with pain on his face all the time.
But neither is...
Yes, he is.
But he gets... He is... There's a... The point comes where... The point comes where he is... He allows himself to be taken into custody by the government.
Yeah.
And then by that point, he's very calm. And very smiley.
Yeah, but it's...
And Henry Cavill, to be honest, Henry Cavill's face always looks like he's grimacing.
Okay,
that's well... That is just his face. Because I watched Man from U.N.C.L.E. He's got the same face. He's got this grimacing... He never looks relaxed.
Yeah. It is not a... But you even said it yourself, that he is always in... By the way, this jump would never happen this way.
Oh, she'd have pulled her arms right out of her sockets.
Yeah. You said it yourself that it is a dark story. Like even in the moments when he's not being dark, it is a dark story and dark things are happening all the time.
Yeah.
I have problems with the writing and with the, you know, with the way that they,
yeah, well, David Goyer.
Yeah. Know. Well, I don't like the way David Goyer writes Superman.
I don't like the way David Goyer writes most heroes.
Yeah. But I particularly don't
like the way he writes Batman either.
I like the way he writes Batman movies.
I don't like the way he writes Batman, period. Okay. I don't have to save you. Like, yes, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you absolutely do.
But it makes more... But I can hear Batman, certain versions of Batman saying, I don't have to save you. I will, but I don't have to.
Different versions is... That's different, though. That's like... Because I could see different versions of Superman saying that, okay, too. You know what I mean?
So that's where I think we disagree, because I feel that the version of Superman that David Goyer wrote doesn't jive with any version of Superman that I have ever liked. Or really ever seen. Whereas the version of Batman he wrote, yeah, it's not really what I like, but I could see it.
Yeah,
you know,
I just think it's plausible for Batman, where it's not plausible for Superman. It doesn't make any sense for, like, for if you're in a situation where you say, like, I don't have to save you. I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you. But they're in a situation in which they clearly will die unless you save them.
Yeah.
That's not killing, like, the double negative, it's tricky.
I know what you're getting at. That's
bad writing. You know, if they're in a different situation, sure, I could absolutely see Batman saying that, because if they have the opportunity to get out of it themselves, if he knows they could potentially save themselves,
yeah,
there's no way for Ra's al Ghul to get out of that situation.
The amount of passion that you have right now about this is how I feel about Man of Steel.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
That's exactly how I feel about Man of Steel.
Yes, but I understand.
Anyway, we just missed Puny God.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome. No, we did not miss Puny God.
Wasn't that Puny God?
No, Puny God is when he hits
Oh,
Loki.
You're right, Loki. You're right.
Yep. This is when he saves the weight. This is when Captain America saves the waitress.
Yes.
And he loses his mask because Hollywood.
I did realize, by the way, and I probably noticed this before, but a couple minutes ago we were talking about something else before Superman, because there's a waitress in there. We did see the waitress at the beginning of this sequence, like when the Chitauri first came.
You see her a few times.
You see her a couple times. I don't know if I noticed seeing her at that point. Before now, that first shot of her. Here she is again a couple of times, and this I remember seeing.
She plays Mel Gibson's daughter in What Women Want.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's a good movie.
It is a great movie. It's a good movie. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I was on a business trip like last year, and I saw it on FX in the middle of the day, and I was like, I'm going to watch this a little while. But I haven't seen the whole thing through in a long time. The guy who's like the head of the
World Security Council.
World Security Council, thank you.
It was in Sin City. It's something Booth.
Yeah, you might be right.
Some something strong. Something.
He reminds me of Gregory Peck.
Booth. Chambers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
In his look and the way he talks, he reminds me of, like, Atticus Finch.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. A mean Atticus Finch.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. What is his name?
He's got that demeanor about him.
I can't remember. And I already
You've already looked something up twice. I'm going to look something up for a second time then. If
cool.
It is, you know, it's longer than a typical episode of ours, so I think we can.
Yeah, I think we can. And I've got lookups stored because sometimes I don't use them at all and then I forget to use them. So I can always look at it that way. Oh, he lost his helmet. How sadness.
Aw.
Oh, look, no more kneecaps for Black Widow. Going back to put it mildly, David Goyer doesn't write superhero films well at the end, except for Blade 2 because that movie is naturally dark and is very good. But Chris Terrio wrote Batman v Superman, so I have. And you're missing Puny God, by the way.
Oh yeah, there. Here comes.
Yeah, you missed it. Or Puny God.
No, here it is. Puny God. There it is.
Poor Loki, so hurty. So maybe Superman will be maybe a little bit more of a bundle of joy.
I hope so. He could learn something from Captain America. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, I think he absolutely could. You are 100% right there. I will say that, or I'll ask you, have you seen, you know, that video that was released by Mr. Sunday, the Batman kills in a movie, the total kill count was like 45.
Powers Booth, by the way.
Powers Booth, thank you.
You said Booth Powers.
Something, yes, yeah.
Booth Powers Booth, yeah. I think he was also on 24, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I believe he was. Yeah.
Sorry. So Batman kills.
So I think it's like 45 people in all the films that he's been in.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a Superman one.
I know.
Did you see it?
I haven't yet, but you sent this to me. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only about 2 minutes. It's quite short because obviously you'll see. It's quite funny.
Okay.
It's quite funny. It's nothing that there's nobody in it that. Some of them I disagree with, actually.
Okay.
But
I want to watch it. But
yeah, I won't spoil it. Yeah. We have some time after this movie's done.
We are farmers.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, there's a shawarma restaurant under the farmer's marquee, and that's where he gets the idea.
Oh, there's a shawarma thing around the corner. God. Oh, that's clever, even.
I never noticed that before now. That's like it, like. That's like you were saying before about little things they change, like the laser in Iron Man 3 where like he doesn't have to reload it every time.
Yep.
So it's like,
actually, this is a nice shot. I take back
that. Beautiful shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but he doesn't really stab anybody.
No, he just grapples. He's good at Avengering and grappling. Grapplinging. I don't know. So that's funny. Like, that's a little thing they threw in there. And it's like, okay, he saw the sign. And he was like, I could really go for some shawarma after this.
Yeah. Even in the midst of all this chaos.
Yep.
I could shawarma. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but let's go. You know, shawarma prices, shawarma sales went up in the LA area after this movie.
Oh, I absolutely believe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they went up in New York, too, probably.
Probably did. I know for a fact that it went up in LA because I think that's where the study was, but.
Got it. That's hilarious and makes so much sense.
Yeah. I'm sure they went up in major metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Fury with a bazooka.
God.
Is kind of fun. But he just fires on his own guy.
I know.
That's the kind of guy Nick Fury is. Going to kill anybody to get what he needs. I said no. Mother, I said no. Yes, get the gun.
Yeah,
let's get
the handgun out. Let's get a handgun out instead of the bazooka. Won't work, but this might.
I'm mad.
Oh, he's mad at Alan. He's not going to take it anymore.
No, he's not going to take it.
You better believe it.
Oh yeah, keep doing stuff. Oh yeah, shawarma.
Shawarma's right there. That is so funny. I have never noticed that before. I love that.
I enjoy that quite a bit.
That is a great little Easter egg.
I wouldn't even call it, because I know there's a couple of different versions of that scene.
Yeah.
So that shawarma thing is his improv. It's not in the script, and that's what they went with. So I wonder if they filmed that scene earlier, and he was like, "Oh, shawarma. I'll remember that for later."
Yeah.
So Downey Jr. and Tony Stark are both like, "Oh, shawarma. I'm going to remember that for later."
Or maybe they CG'd that in a bit because they knew that would make
that's also a funny thing that's to, also possible.
Like Galaga, you know, like
that's
like,
true. Right.
He said this funny thing. Let's make it make sense.
That's also true. I don't know. What an excellent question.
Could go either way. We may never know. We may never know what happened here today.
How many licks does it take to set to the center of a Tesseract?
Tesseract. I like how once she's in, she's like, okay, I know how to turn it off now. And when she does shut it off, it's just a matter of like twisting it. It's like,
so true.
It's like I twisted the spigot. I turned off the faucet.
Yeah, well, why would you make it complicated on yourself? Yeah.
That is true. Like, if you have the stones, you know, and put them together, then you can do anything. It's...
Right. New York Rex looks rather small and cluttered from that angle.
From that angle.
Yeah. I know it's from that angle. I've been there. I know it's quite large.
I know you know.
Yeah. It's quite large. I'm not diminishing your city.
Quite large.
Just saying, from that angle.
Yes.
Look, Pepper, still not wearing shoes because Tony's short, even though she's on a plane. It's a very small cabin for a private plane.
I was just
plane,
thinking that. It is actually quite small.
Oliver Queen has a bigger plane on Smallville.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a plane on Arrow.
Oh, you're right. It's doesn't Merlin have a plane at one point?
Sure.
I think Michael Merlin has a plane.
Would make sense.
Yeah. But Lex has one on Smallville too. Actually, it's the same plane.
It's the same plane. Same, it's just, I know. It's just redecorated. I know.
Barely. But yeah.
See, that was early WBCW.
Oh yeah. WBCW. Sure.
No one watches that station. and
you are in space. And you are losing it.
Remember of all the rumors that Tony was going to join Guardians of the Galaxy because of the scene?
Yes.
If I were Tony and I saw all of that, I would never want to go back to space.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
Screw that.
Oh, man, you destroyed the droid ship. They're all broken.
They are broken. Look! Yeah. Yeah, because people definitely didn't die when that thing fell off.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely they did. Absolutely they did. So many people died. I mean, that's why there's so much fallout from this that drives what happens in, like, the next three movies and the Daredevil show and, like, you know, like...
No, it's very
because
true.
Because lots of people died and there was a ton of destruction.
Yep.
Like, it's... It was a huge, huge event that affected lots and lots of people, thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
Yeah. Son of a gun. I don't know if the captain's son of a gun. I hope they can see him from that high up, too.
They have excellent eyes. They eat all their carrots.
That is true.
Every night they eat their carrots.
Yes, that's true.
Nice save, Hulk. Nice save.
A little rough, a little bit of a rough landing, but...
Tiny bit. I just like when he throws him off.
Yeah.
I did my job.
Like a rag doll. Yeah. Just like throw him aside. The mask just comes off like that. Although it is a really cool look, like just the mask.
It is.
On its own there.
We clearly broke it, too. Like,
yeah.
Judging by all the little...
That's true, yeah, the knobs, wires.
Yeah,
and,
the
yeah.
wires and stuff. Thor was quite clear, like, I don't have time for the ring.
Yeah.
I tear his head straight off if I do it the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
I got no one... I guess you can't really do CPR because the armor is...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I saved your life. Yeah.
Okay, let's get ready.
So
no one kissed me. I don't know, even when he's coming to, he's still quippy and funny. Please tell me nobody kissed me. All right, yay! All right, good job, guys. Yeah.
Let's not come in tomorrow.
Just take a day. You ever tried shawarma? Oh, there you go. The shawarma joint about two blocks from here.
Yeah.
He saw it. I don't know what it is, but I want to try it. So he saw it. That's how he knows the shawarma joint about two blocks away.
Yeah, I always figured that he just knew where the shawarma place was.
I figure he just knew.
Because he's Tony Stark. But right. There's shawarma after.
Yeah. He's a New Yorker. He just knows, like, oh, you know, there is
a
shawarma
really
joint
a New
right
Yorker.
About here. Well, but he's, okay, you're right, he's not. But he's got a
He lives in New York now. He's got a building in New York.
Yeah, he's got a.
He's adopted New York.
He's adopted New York.
Yes. But you are right. I misspoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although his father
is from, but he lives in Malibu now, and the company's in Malibu.
Yeah, but he clearly has
or roots Silicon in New Valley. York. So
because the Stark Expo was in New York.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've never thought about that the Stark Expo is in New York, but he travels all the way from Malibu to New York in that film. That's interesting. I've never really thought about that before. I like this across the world thing.
Yeah, I like it too.
This, you know, people are always very good. And I love how fast they have sold stuff.
I know.
To, like, how fast those Captain America stuff, how that stuff came out.
You know what? Never doubt capitalism.
Yeah, so true. I like the actual comic art and that the guy is selling, yes, which is cool.
I like this
good Stan Lee
this,
cameo.
This totally generic old guy who's playing chess in the park who's not famous at all.
Nope, not famous at all. I like when people like see him in multiple movies but still don't know who he is.
Yeah,
and
like,
they go,
yeah, it's this old guy.
It's that old guy. He must be someone's dad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, they shot this in Central Park.
Oh, there was a Captain America. Saved my life.
Yeah, there she is. There
was a S.H.I.E.L.D. car I just noticed. Still branding stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
shameless.
It's when they were when they were walking in the park, there was another S.H.I.E.L.D. car logo right on the side. I feel like S.H.I.E.L.D. would save some money just driving black cars.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some generic SUVs. It's all good.
In Winter Soldier, weren't they driving like pretty generic cars, or were those branded too? No, I'm just not
generic.
Remembering. They were generic, right?
They were generic.
I thought so. Like when there's that big shootout in the street, I remember there being a bunch of generic cars involved.
It's just generic cars.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that shootout in the street is all cop cars and stuff.
Yes,
apart from Fury's SUV.
Okay, so I'm thinking of his SUV in particular.
But if I would assume the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. wants to go a little bit incognito,
right? And that fits with his overall look,
right? See, S.H.I.E.L.D. car.
You're right. It is a S.H.I.E.L.D. car.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Get in, loser. We're going to do science.
He's driving an Acura, like not a Maserati or, I mean, it's a beautiful car. Don't get me wrong.
Product placement.
Yeah. No, I know. Of course, that's the reason.
Tony Stark is actually kind of a penny pincher.
I'm a cowboy.
Put on a helmet, a Captain America.
Osiris.
Put on a helmet.
You know, he wore a helmet for the rest of this movie. Let him have his moment, all right?
He lost it in the fight. He doesn't. Captain America wore a motorcycle helmet in other movies. He doesn't need them in this one.
Yeah, exactly. Some pretty extremely far. I like that line. This is very comic booky and like, oh, I'm sure they'll come back one day.
Yeah.
Maria, don't you worry about them.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with that. That was a nice shot of them walking towards the sky. It's nice. I remember the shot from the trailer.
Of her walking away like
that?
Yeah. Don't remember that one in particular, but I believe you.
I believe. These are very cool. I actually have something, not I particularly, but I do know there's something that certainly doesn't exist yet, but 3D rollout prints like that, those are a thing of our present.
Yeah, and like having like the big like table, like Microsoft had that big Surface table.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it could like, it became Avengers Tower.
Yep.
So great.
Oh, I've never noticed that the bricks on the inside mirror what's on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
These credits. I love like, I really love the these closing credits, like where there's the actual, like, here's the leather strap on the back of the shield, and like,
yeah,
here's the.
I like this one very much. Actually, the closing credits for all of the Marvel movies pretty much are quite good.
Yeah. They keep you, it's almost like they want to keep you watching so that you see something that comes after the credits.
Oh, right. There is a mid-credit sting to this movie. I completely forgot. Except I didn't. But I actually did. So,
wait, mid-credits sting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was ready to get to shawarma. Completely forgot the mid-credits sting.
Oh.
Good old Alan Silvestri. He's done two Marvel movies
just
now.
Just doing an amazing job with this theme. This is, I think, my favorite theme.
Of the Marvel
universe.
I like Captain America's theme more. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Not on the air, just as friendships.
Yes, off mic.
But Yeah, I like the Avengers theme, but I like Captain America's more. Because the Avengers one, I mean, is not a generic action theme, but like you place it with the Avengers because it's in the Avengers movie.
Yes.
But Captain America's theme sounds like Captain America's
theme. Yeah, no, I agree.
Almost,
I like it a lot.
Yeah, almost like Superman's John Williams score. Yeah, that sounds like something for Superman.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true. I just really like it. I think the same way you feel about this. I like the Captain America theme. The Captain America theme, but I love the Avengers theme even more.
Yeah, that's a great theme. Great. Did you see Avengers before Captain America?
No, I saw Captain America first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. I was wondering if it's like what theme you saw, heard first. Oh, kind
no.
Of thing.
No. I saw them in the movie, the order they came out.
Oh, here we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a nice space. Joss Whedon shoots space very well.
Yes.
It's very pretty. Lens flare. J.J. Abrams was the director of this.
Yeah.
The Other, that's his name.
Right.
Thank you, closed captioning.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You sure it's not Sextus?
Yes, I am positive, though.
Sextus Digitus, you sure?
Yes, but I really do enjoy that name more.
What if his name was Sextus Digitus the Sixth?
Then it shall be so, my lord.
It shall be done.
This was Thanos as makeup, not Thanos as mocap.
Ah.
You could tell when he turns, see? That's pure, real makeup right there.
Is it really? Yeah. I thought it was mocap.
That's makeup.
I'm not sure.
I'm positive.
Okay.
Positive. Because they talked about the dude getting into makeup and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
But it wasn't Josh Brolin.
No, this was before he was cast.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. It's some guy who's been in other... He's like a stand-in for things.
Okay.
I remember half the theater going, "Oh!" And then half the theater going,
"Who's that?
Who that?"
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone goes, "It's Thanos. It's Thanos." And then they go, "It's Thanos, 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 Thanos." Yeah, it's Thanos. For the record, everybody, calm down. Read your Greek mythology.
Yeah.
It's Thanos. Okay, well, I don't want to sit through all the credits. I'm going to be honest.
Well, you know, the only thing that happens next is...
We had shawarma, and they have shawarma. Yeah.
And by the way, this is for sure. We did have shawarma today.
Yeah.
We were planning to record a different podcast today, a different topic, and...
But I suggested Middle Eastern food for dinner.
And when I saw that we were having... I was like, wait a minute, I want shawarma. Wait, if we're going to have shawarma, we got to watch Avengers.
We might as well just watch Avengers.
So that's what we did. And we hope that you enjoyed it. We're going to skip ahead a little bit and go to the shawarma scene because, you know what, it's our podcast and we can do that, darn it.
Yep. Yep. So if you want to fast forward with us.
Yeah, just let's go right ahead and fast forward to about
22:14, 22:16, something like
something,
that.
Something in that area.
Something like that. I mean, if you look at it, one, I like that they, 22:14.
You were right.
Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. Fun fact, they all filmed this after the premiere.
Yes.
And Chris Evans had a beard because he was filming Snowpiercer.
Yes, so he covered his face.
And so he had to cover his face with his fist.
Yep.
And the rest they could remove a little bit digitally, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Arc reactor from Tony.
Oh, that's right.
Again.
Yeah, that's right. And Mark Ruffalo is about to lose it, so he's like looking down at his food and trying to pretend like he's not about to laugh.
Yep. And there's when he's like his sandwich falls out, Thor right there and all this, like, it's,
oh yeah,
I guess he almost vomited from filming the scene because they filmed it so many times.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That they ate so much that he like couldn't take it. He almost threw up.
Oh yeah. My God, that's so funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Marvel, the Avengers, the film.
The film. That's funny. The French credits is funny. yeah, so that's it. That does it for us. You can find us on the internet. At Beer with Geeks on Twitter, beerwithgeeks.com, Facebook, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Leave us reviews on iTunes or ratings. We would love to have your ratings and reviews. They really do help us a lot. So thank you very much to those of you who have left them. And if you haven't yet, please just, you know, maybe consider if you enjoy the show, just take a minute and tell people how much you enjoy it and help us out. Help us get even more exposure. And also find us on Stitcher Radio and on a number of other places all around the internet. The Satchel Media Player, also a great way to find us if you're on Android. They're looking for some good beta testers right now, so go find it on the Google Play Store and check it out. Great free podcatcher that we rather like. So I think that pretty much does it for me. Does that do it for you?
It does it for me, too.
All right. Well, then we will see you all next time. Enjoy your shawarma. And cheers.
Cheers.